wasted some of my life there.
Yeah, you've wasted all of your life.
You're sitting.
Damn. By the way, we're recording.
Jesus. And there's shit. Your stinger.
God damn. God. Way to bring the room down.
How long have you been recording out of morbid
20 curiosity? Minutes.
Did you catch that whole rant?
No, I think I just caught him saying that he's wasted some of his
Oh, life. Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So D&D.
I didn't catch the 40 minutes we talked about World of Sin.
Yeah.
Okay.
What should we do first?
So D&D. Mm-hmm. Does anyone know how to recap? Because I don't.
We should do... So you've talked about these... Sorry. We've talked about these, like, 1 minute of a movie podcast that you listen to.
Yeah.
We should do a page at a time podcast for World of Cinema.
Oh, Jesus. That's, like, the worst idea myself. In the world, part two. Okay. Write that down.
Yep. But we'll run out after 600 episodes.
Oh, no, I have third edition on my way.
Yeah. There's three editions of this book.
Yeah. Start at number one, move on.
So
a needle pulling thread.
Do you need to feed your cat?
No. I'm
getting feed the cat alarm is my recap.
Phone. Oh, recap? Let's see. So in the world that we are in, there is the little queen who is the witch breed queen, and she has a brother who's also a witch breed. Witch breed being anyone who is either a magic user or a non-human. She is very friendly towards witch breeds, where else most of the rest of the surrounding area is not, because they're like demon seed or whatever. She was having super duper nightmares that were keeping her awake, and they continued to keep her awake, and she said the answer to the problem or whatever is in Strathbard?
You should. It's your goddamn game.
I was going to say, Strathbard.
Oh, I'm running this shit!
And so Prince Winnie the Pooh came along and collected four or five other adventurers to go help his sister's problem in Strathmaquan, or whatever it is.
Strathon.
Passamaquoddy. Passamaquoddy.
Happy international.
And we fought some zombies. There's a paladin, there's a druid, there's a fighter. I'm blanking on what you were playing.
Firebolt.
All right, so, you're a guy, Firebolt, yeah. Firebolt, magic missile, and then...
That's just for show.
Evan, I forget what you're playing to.
Man, you are my right-hand man, and you have forgotten what I am playing.
Oh, you're the assassin.
The cook, right?
Yeah, the cook.
It's been a while. Oh, yeah, it's like the cook. The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker.
I want you to be a classic assassin and just high on hashish all the time.
I am.
Oh, see, good. You're such a good assassin, I forgot exactly what you are.
Yeah.
I imagine my character will join you in that.
Excellent.
So we're going to the city of darkness.
Filthy hippie.
And we found a bunch of zombies around a campfire. And we killed the zombies, then we killed some ghosts. And an underground entrance to an underground cave.
Not so much a city of darkness. Like, the rumors about this place is that people go there and never come back. But it's ruins. It's not anything thriving or alive.
An underground cave was weird because the outside is metal.
Made out of metal. And we found a metal hatch into a metal thing.
Right.
Spaceship Cinnabar.
And then that's
where Georgie busts out the Cinnabar book.
Surprise! Tiger mages in the womb!
Yes! The hollow earth is open.
This molar is hollow.
Whoa.
Yeah, do it now.
Are there controls in there to let me pilot it around space?
Climb on in.
Yeah, let's go in. I can be your micronaut. Whee!
No, the other way.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Whoa.
I am not an ass spelunker.
All right, so I believe you guys dropped a torch down the dark hole.
Did we? Speaking of ass spelunking.
I thought we, like, took a rest first.
We did.
Yeah, we camped out first.
Mm-hmm. But so we've come back the next day.
Okay, so it's tomorrow.
It's all healed.
Yep.
Get my one spell slot expended back. I didn't cast any spells.
But. Oh, do you have the card still with you?
I sure do, out in my car.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Sorry.
Good okay, that's why I have the player's handbook now. So.
Okay.
I was looking for cheat sheets.
So yeah, after you rest and regain your hit points and spell slots and what have you, you peer down the hole and it's dark and you dropped a torch down to see if you could see anything. It's about like a 10-15 foot drop, and when the torch is dropped down, you can see that it's a large metal tunnel. and roots have broken through parts of it, and it's rusty, and there's water flowing through it from the river a little bit, and it just sort of spreads out because it slants downward. Along the walls, there are, like, what look like windows, except some are smashed, and there's weird wires and metal pieces in them. And there are doors without hinges or knobs or handles. And there are, you know...
I imagine we can kind of see just right around that area. Yeah. Like, we'll poke our heads in and look. What is this?
That is just rubble that you can't get through.
Okay, so there's water. There's water coming through where this pipe is collapsed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see where. And then when the torch drops, you can see some writhing on the floor and hissing.
Snakes. Why did it have to be snakes? Cobra, la 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 la.
All right.
I'll shake my head and tiny fist at you.
Yeah,
wreck the place. Good. How about you pound the table a little bit too?
Well, maybe you should just try to hit the microphone.
Yeah, just skip the table.
Hit the microphone directly. It looks very expensive.
It's kind of sturdy to me too. I bet it could actually take a beating.
Writhing and hissing.
Looks like there's a whole bunch of gross stuff down there. Hey, Lucky, how you feeling about just blowing all that up before we go down there?
Sure. Yeah. I'll put some firebolt down there.
So we're like up here, basically.
Yeah,
like,
all this is the bottom.
Yeah, it's like 15 feet here, okay, sure. And there's just sort of like the little hole around here.
Okay.
So you probably can't see all of them. You might be able to see like.
Well, I mean, we can fix that too. Malcolm, would you mind holding him by the ankles and just lowering him in so he gets a good view?
No, it's not necessary.
Pew, I would enjoy pew, that pew. Strength check right there.
Pew 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 pew.
Perhaps I should tie a rope around his waist and lower him down.
No, we can do it from here. It's fine. I'll just keep shooting. Pew, 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 pew. I shoot into the mass. Just keep going until it doesn't rip. Writhe.
Well, we roll initiative then. What?
That hand gesture just by itself was amazing.
Well, it's two hands.
Yeah. What about the hand here?
It's a two-handed job.
Like a Buddhist, I'm taking care of the rest of the world and they're taking care of me.
No. Witch breed.
Whoa!
What are we doing now?
Initiative. We're rolling initiative.
Oh, well.
Yeah, dog.
Damn, nat 20.
Okay, so what is that with your dice?
That'd be 22.
22? You are Malcolm, right?
I am Malcolm.
And Theron?
20.
And your dex?
My dex is plus 4.
Plus 4? What's high or low?
High.
Really? Did you
all right.
need to randomly determine your random determination?
That sounds random.
D 17. Do you need to bag of dicks?
And I don't need your dicks.
But it'd go down smooth.
Whoa.
You gotta lube them up first.
Blur. Well, obviously.
21.
An animal.
21?
Mm-hmm.
God, y'all rolled super well.
You're
I was
lucky,
excited
right?
on my 20.
Mm-hmm. I'm lucky.
And Griffin.
9.
Yeah, that's a
good idea. You need to learn how to roll better.
I said I'm good at rolling stats.
That's all right. He said nothing about.
And I got it's true. I got a good dex mod on that. I just can't handle a d20.
So Malcolm, it would be your turn if you want to do something other than the plan of pew pew.
Throw a Lucky down the hallway. Well, let's see now. How many times can I use? Divine Sense.
I think it's like, no idea.
Well, I'm not going to take an attacking action. So either I'm going to hold my action or I'm going to do Divine Sense. Let me look that up and go to somebody else.
Okay. So, Lucky, you were next.
Yeah. I shoot some Firebolt in there.
Is that a save that I need to make? Or
no, it's just an attack of whatever I roll to hit.
What are you attacking?
Yeah.
The Withering Mass.
There's four.
I think this is the only one like we can see right here, if I'm understanding correctly.
So whatever's the closest thing that I see that moves around. So I rolled a 10.
A 10? That would not hit.
Yeah. No. I shoot some fire in there.
And they scatter and then reform. Mm.
I can do it 4 times between long rests.
Long rest is like 8 hours sleep for the day.
Right. So I've got 4 chances to use it.
To use your divine sense?
So yeah, so it's my charisma modifier plus 1. Sure. So I get 4. Let's see.
Okay. All right. If they go that way, I'm not going to be able to get them.
Yeah. I think they retreat instinctually from fire.
Fire's bad. Good, good.
It's a writhing mass. I'm not going to shoot an arrow into a writhing mass. That seems silly.
Okay.
I'm actually going to keep an eye on the area around us because yesterday some weird shit happened around here. So I'm just going
to
keep my eyes peeled.
All right. Clerk.
I'm doing the same thing. Okay. Like, until a threat appears that I can reach with my hat. My, what did I say? I had a hammer.
Your hat.
Your hat.
Yeah,
my
hammer. You have a hammer. You're rather intestinal. Yeah. You've got an odd job hat. Just
exactly.
Yeah.
Right, Griffin?
How far of a drop is it down there?
About 15 feet.
All right. Wish I could turn into things that fly, but I arbitrarily can't. Kangaroo.
I've never seen a kangaroo.
Just jump down.
Wait, well, is this game in Australia?
No. Not today.
Tomorrow.
Go down the tunnel a little bit, and maybe you will.
Hmm. Can you turn into a fish? There's water down there.
I could turn into a giant spider.
That you could crawl on walls.
I could, but they kind of suck for fighting a swarm.
They are the shitty.
You can web them up.
I can, actually, but I'm just going to drop.
Okay. As make a acrobatics, or maybe you could do athletics, whatever.
Yeah, do I have any animals that are going to help me out with that?
Nope. 21.
You get down
watch
there.
It.
However you feel like getting down there.
I drop down.
Land on the fire.
So like, alright, we'll just let the magic user take care of the... Right. Follow the prince. We will follow the prince.
Are you a bear, or are you still
right now I'm a dude. I am. Yes, I am prince.
Oh god, you're a symbol.
And fuck it. I'll turn it into a dire wolf.
Dire wolf.
Yay.
Wait, if I enlarge a swarming mass, then they become individual creatures?
No.
That's what we've done.
Enlarge.
They'll just make them.
And the role of dire wolf will be played by a boule.
Nice.
Ooh,
a boule.
Do you become large size when you're a dire wolf?
I do.
That's hot.
You're way too aroused right now. The table is just
I'm
like
I'm not
wiggling.
Nearly aroused enough.
I'll start getting aroused.
And then when this guy enlarges him.
That'll be my action.
Yeah. And then I'm going to attack this swarm of what is in front of me.
It is a swarm of
gorgeous me.
Poisonous snakes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put them in my mouth because that's what you do with poison.
Just suck it right out of their teeth.
Suck it out of them.
I'm going to suck the blood out of the snakes. I'm
this seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh. That is a 16.
Put it in 16, your mouth.
That would hit. And what kind of damage are you doing?
Piercing.
Awesome.
It is not
that's
area
amazing
damage.
Against...
Swarms.
Swarms.
Look, it's not like I'm a spellcaster. I'm working with the tools I've been given. that is 9 damage. And I should look if I have spells that do area damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of forgot I can cast things.
Should write stuff to track hit points for these creatures, or just have them never die. It must be a never-ending battle of these guys.
That sounds like a really fun game. Well, good night.
The fuck out my house.
All right. So.
Yeah, I in fact do have an area nuke that maybe would have been a wiser decision.
But direwolf.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so those snakes that you swiped at are going to start biting at you.
Well, I straight up chewed on them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's consequences for that.
That is going to be a, where is my attack bonus, 20?
Yeah, that'll do.
All right.
Wolves don't have to hit, actually.
Fortunately,
so that's going to be 6 damage, and I need you to make a DC 10 saving throw, and I forgot to write what type of saving throw.
We're almost a constitution.
Yeah, if it's poison, that's constitution, yep. Isn't it?
21.
Okay.
Nice.
So that means you just take half damage.
How much?
Well, first you take the 6 damage, and now you're taking more damage.
Oh, good. I love damage.
Oh, damn.
That's not good.
10, 15, 17, divide that in half. So that is, what?
8 or 9.
8 or 9, depending.
Always round down. It's 8.
8.
Okay, 8.
Okay, and then that will put me at...
Jeez. Page 2. I'm open to page 4 again.
I just look forward to you guys knowing the rules for this game when I'm running the Ravenloft thing later.
Durr.
I don't know the rules to this game.
What rules?
Yeah, but you warned us about that ahead of time. So.
I didn't warn about
I'm going to go reread the rules for you. I'm content to let Georgie do whatever the hell she wants because it's her game.
Sure.
But you...
Yeah, I don't get that.
All right. So, Malcolm...
This is your road show.
So you're getting a rope.
Yeah, down. So my action that first round was to just sort of watch him secure a rope to go down. So now I will actually climb down.
That will get all my crap right out of the closet.
You have a rope, so yeah.
I have an adventure kit.
Yeah.
So I can move through
the wheelbarrow.
Does that matter?
About 15 feet from your climb. Okay. Actually, wait... Climbing down, I think, is
it's half speed.
Okay, so that is my
so
movement.
So you reach the bottom.
Yeah. Okay.
You splash. It's probably like, you know, ankle deep water.
Oh, okay.
Let this grow. See where it takes
me. Well, I can't move any further, so...
Well, you could double move.
Well, anyway, so am I within, does that make me within 5 feet of the guy? Or is that,
no.
Each square is 5 feet.
Each square is 5 feet, okay. Just like, no, I could do protection, which would get bonuses.
You could say, you
could
here.
Just land there.
Okay. Okay.
Well, let's
the hole is, like, right around where that sprint spot was.
Let me see it's if real I bad. Can put him in protection.
Unless it weights down or something, which, like, I think is the legitimate reason why people put beads and shit in their beard. Okay. In college, I got away with that, because it was college, and fuck it. I was like, yeah, I had shit in my beard, and on the street.
So, guys, what does this, like, the little appendages coming out of that, what does that look like to you?
Beaks.
Looks sweet like Jesus. A cacodemon from a Doom. A little bit.
Like beaks.
It looks like penises to me.
Okay. I mean,
yeah.
Evan didn't immediately say it looks like a dick, so it can't look anything like a dick.
Sometimes like, art reveals more about the
view. Yeah,
the
beak set of an octopus or whatever.
No, there's eyeballs on the end of those.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, they're like cat eyes.
Okay, so when a creature you can see attacks a target other than you that is within 5 feet of you, you can use your reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll.
Okay,
you must be wielding
not,
a shield. So the next, so I'm going
to
protect
you. Well, you have to be near the
retro.
He really doesn't. The target has to be within 5 feet of him.
Oh, okay.
The target of my protection.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So the thing attacking him has disadvantage on the next attack.
Okay, so I roll twice, take the last.
Yes.
And we're taking the
card. Okay, so I give you protection.
It was so hot. All right.
So Malcolm's turn. They have introduced.
There's a rope now going down into the
tunnel.
No, I'm good upstairs. Well, no, it's the prince. Yeah. I gotta go down. Okay, so I'm down on the rope.
Okay, that's your whole move then.
And he's just there, like, drinking water.
Okay, and then put me at the bottom.
I guess, like...
Behind someone, preferably.
Like, here?
Yeah, I didn't want to go in front of anyone, but...
Yeah,
back there, John.
All right, you can go hide in my shield.
It's deep water?
I didn't stop. It was just sitting in your mouth.
Okay.
So it's not
like a person.
Okay, and try to firebolt the mass.
Okay.
So I want to save my spell for 15?
That hits.
Yes.
D10. And you're attacking the maggoty-looking one, the one that looks like kind of like a pile of maggots.
Yeah, I think that's what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
This is a D10.
So that's fire damage.
Yes, fire.
Alrighty.
Fire good.
You singed them.
You need AOE.
I don't want that.
Actually,
what sorcerer are you?
I am a
scorching
ray.
Actually, they just have resistance against bludgeon, piercing, slashing.
Good.
And then they're like immune to like charm and all that kind of shit.
But they're not vulnerable to area damage.
Nope.
That's weird.
All right.
Good.
What's their speed again? Oh, their speed is shitty.
They're a writhing mass of backbiting snakes. What do you want?
Oh, that's senses. Where's move? Did I forget? Nope. Okay, their move's much better than I thought.
And right upon us.
Yeah, they run in towards Malcolm.
Yep, they move towards Malcolm. And they start snipping.
Am I up next?
They go between you and Lucky, so. You'll be after these.
Cool. Yep.
Okay, so that is a 24.
That does, yeah.
Alright, so I'm going to need you to make a con DC 10 save.
Okay.
And first you're going to take 10 damage, and then we'll decide if it's more damage.
16.
16, you make that.
Okay.
Oh, so you take half damage.
So I take 10 automatically?
You take 10, because that's the initial bite.
Okay. And then it's poison damage.
And good God, I am rolling just sixes and fives on these
deals. Yeah,
great. So because you use 10, loaded dice.
Yeah.
17, so it's another half of 17.
Savage cheat.
So
8.
I don't know why you bother to use a screen when you're just going to use cheating dice. Like,
well, I am in deep trouble. Okay. I'm down to 6 hit points.
Did you heal it from sleeping already?
That was from full.
Wow, you have like no hit points.
I have 24 hit points apparently.
You must have rolled real shitty. When you rolled the hit.
Well,
what's your con?
My con is 14.
You rolled like shit.
Yeah. Okay. 24 hit points.
You have one more hit point than I do.
I rolled like a one.
I'm not as squishy as this guy.
But yeah, I rolled a 9 and 2 ones.
23 hit points
when I rolled. So.
Oh, I am as squishy as that guy.
So most of your party is climbed down. There's a rope going down the hole.
Yep. I am just going to. How far down is this?
It's about 10 feet, so it's your full move.
15 feet. I'm going to go ahead and make an acrobatics check and just drop down. Like to keep my movement for after I get down there.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Unless I fail this acrobatics check, in which case I am prone and I need to stand up and I take some damage. Mm-hmm. So, but not a lot.
Or you're just fully paralyzed, like Christopher Reeve.
It's 10 feet.
Yeah.
15.
How tall do you think that horse was?
I got an 18 on the check. I feel like I'm probably okay. All right. So I will drop down. Alright, well, I guess that's me.
Mm-hmm. What?
He's the mimic.
I can also offer you a pirate lady with demon wings.
And yeah, sure.
I'm in.
Okay.
I think you should stay with the mimic, honestly.
Looks more like it.
I mean, is her ass shapely? To be fair, I'd be asking the same question if it was a male pirate with wings.
See. She's got a long coat.
Yeah,
I want to ask about that.
She's got a parrot, too.
And a treasure chest.
I am actually allergic to pirate Sophie. I'll stay with the mimic. But thank you.
I could offer you a candelabra.
Oh, you could do
a mouse person.
Arabic dwarf.
Oh, you could be, what's his name?
Maybe that's
the candelabra top, right? From Beauty and the Beast.
Lumiere. Ask me how I know.
You have a child. You have a
God
child.
Damn it, you're old at home. Yeah.
You have a young...
And you keep making her watch Beauty and the Beast. He just keeps saying, Daddy, I don't want to watch it.
You're going to watch Beauty and the Beast and you're going to like it.
You got her eyes spread open like a
fucking
orange.
Yeah. And then they're like, eye drops in there.
No, Daddy.
So you are
in the morning, I sneak into a room and I go, be our guest. And she gets up screaming and does all of her morning chores.
Jesus Christ.
I guess I'm attacking that writhing pile of maggot monsters.
All right, the one that looks like beetles on the map?
Sure. Yeah, that's the one.
The one that just bit me and almost killed me.
Let's
see. Yeah, Malcolm might
die. I don't know if anyone's concerned about that. I'm in bad shape.
Fuck this guy.
It's rolling ones on my hit points.
I got an 18 there, too.
How many hit points do you have left?
6.
18, yeah.
That is too few.
I have a buddy nearby, so I'm going to sneak attack. This is a piercing weapon, so the sneak attack is really the only way I'm getting any damage in.
Yeah, you're going to stab a snake?
One
of 100 snakes.
So that's
right
10, 14 points of damage.
So 7
to snake kills. My bonus action is to disengage, and then I use my move to go here.
So all the way back against the rubble.
All the way back against the rubble.
What could possibly go wrong?
Probably breaks open and sweeps us out.
Just tight. Zombies start reaching out for you there?
Zombies I can handle.
Snakes. Not this zombie. Giggity. This is like King Zombie.
Is it? It's just his hand sticking out?
It's the zombie. Don't worry, guys, I got this.
It's, well, it's kind of like a hand, but it's really just five dicks.
Uh-huh, go on. Go on.
Stop taking your pants off.
Okay.
They're already off.
Alright, this is Cobra looking one.
Cobra.
Is that another swarm?
Yep, another swarm of snakes.
Yeah.
Because I'm killing you guys.
Okay.
With snakes.
Bring it the fuck on. I got wolf hit points.
Nibble, nibble on wolf.
Nipple, nipple?
Yeah, disadvantage.
I heard nipple, nipple.
Yeah, that's probably not
going to
hit with an 8.
No, an
no,
8.
No, my bad, 10.
Still does not hit.
Okay.
Yay! I did something good before I died. You did. That'll be your legacy.
Yes.
You with reduced blurred. The amount of fake damage I take.
I guess more. I climbed down the rope. Put me at the bottom.
That'll
of the rope.
Take your move.
Yeah, that's fine.
Where you want to be? Like
where I can hit something?
Here?
Well, this can't really get there through the. You can get there, though.
That's fine. I will hammer that thing. I will.
Hammer time!
Where do I have the D20?
I should have brought my spellcasters.
Actually, no.
Only you had two spellcasters instead of one.
I have rolled.
Especially ones with the AoEs.
Well, AoE doesn't right? matter.
Well, you should have took some AoE. Sorcerer.
About a 14?
A 14, that would do it.
Okay.
Oh, that's level 3 spells. Give fireball.
And are you attacking? Yeah, you're attacking the beetle swarm.
Yeah.
The beetle snake snorm.
This is bludgeoning.
Snake snorm?
Snake snorm. I have done 11 damage.
11, so that's 5 damage. All right.
Ooh.
So, another swarm of snake just sort of slithers on over to our fighter friend.
Sure.
Blurg.
Blurg!
Come at me.
And I don't think a 10's going to
no.
do it.
No. No.
You're just immune to snakes, right?
Yeah.
All right, Griffin.
Okay. Do I recognize how ineffective picking up a couple snakes in my jaws and chewing on them is?
Against the whole... Yeah, I imagine so.
All right.
Is the meat teen, I'd hope so.
This is... One for the record books. I am going to stop being an animal.
What?
You can do that?
I can.
Going Mommy, to... I am scared.
Wait, what's going
and
on?
And I'm going to cast a spell.
Wait, you can do that?
You are adjacent to one of them.
Okay. Does that even give boppies? I don't think it does. Does that count as a move action you just did?
I thought if you were casting near somebody, like, you could have the chance of breaking concentration or something.
Who remembers?
It is not listed under opportunity attacks. It is probably listed under spellcasting.
That's what I'm looking at right now.
We should learn how to play this game.
Well... I was confident, but
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Just go ahead and do it.
Okay,
whatever.
Do it. It's just Evan
it.
Making
DM
up
says,
rules.
Yes.
DM says fuck it.
I cast Moonbeam.
Moonbeam.
A silvery beam of pale light shines down a 5-foot radius.
What does that do?
They will drop it right there.
On top of
the beetles.
Swarms?
Yes.
The beetle-y one. The beetle-y snake swarm.
Dim light fills the cylinder until the spell ends. And then that's it. It's a light spell.
Okay.
No. When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time or starts its turn there, it is engulfed in ghostly flames that cause searing pain, and it must make a constitution saving throw.
So I make a con save now?
Yeah.
Alright, what is con? That's an 8.
No.
I have it for future reference. You guys are done.
That is atrociously poor damage at 4 on 2d10.
And that's beetle-y?
No, it's not half damage.
Oh, it's not half damage.
Right? Dropping a spell on him.
Yeah, he's not doing bludgeoning, piercing, or slashing.
What was this thing?
So in this edition, if you are adjacent to something and you make a ranged attack against it, you have disadvantage on the attack, which does not do anything for things where they have to make a save. So there just
so
isn't
I
a
made the right call. Just go ahead and do
absolutely
it.
Made sure. Exactly the right call.
You lucked out.
Is this a shapeshifter?
What?
For some reason, the spell shapeshifters have disadvantage on its saving throw, and if it fails, it reverts to its original form.
It sure is a writhing pile of snakes.
Okay, so it's not a writhing pile of were-snakes.
Oh, now they are.
Okay, Jesus.
So you're going to turn into a writhing pile of were-snakes.
They're all children.
If you know what I mean.
And that persists. I'm just going to keep raining down my fucking orbital space laser.
And my question is it just when they're in it that it's...
When they first enter it or start their turn there. So when it starts its turn, he's going to cook.
Okay, so it's nothing adjacent then.
No.
Can you move it around? Sure.
Yes, I can.
How far?
60 feet in any direction as an action.
Oh, good. Good.
All right,
yeah,
so...
space laser.
Yeah.
I came prepared.
Maggoty Swarm is going to swarm over toward our... spellcasting druid?
I know, right?
We all feel dirty, too.
You made me do this.
Does not hit.
Oh, it's good. 10 hits. No. I really don't want to have to make a constitution.
Concentration check, yeah.
Okay. So, Malcolm, you are hurting for certain.
I must protect my friends.
Okay.
I continue protection.
Okay.
All right, that's a decision you can make.
It's the only...
I'm cool. I got hit points for days.
Yeah, you just turn into an animal? More hit
points. I got more base hit points than you. And I just have endless pools of animal hit points.
This is his loyalty.
Okay, cool. We'll remember you fondly.
Lucky?
Yeah, I think I'm going to try to get rid of these things. I will use...
As opposed to before when you were just trying to befriend them?
Yeah, with firebolts. You know, that's how I say hi. Mm-hmm. So now I'll say hello with a Scorching Ray. I'm going to quicken Scorching Ray. That's when we're casting it twice this round. And first on the pile, that's the beetles in front of our...
In the moonbeam?
Yeah. So three attacks.
Beetles all alone in the moonlight.
18?
Got there.
18, yes.
Okay, so there's 7 points of damage. 19?
Probably still works.
Yeah.
So with the first one, you start to notice that there's maybe half as many in that pile of writhing stuff.
Oh, good. Another 7 damage.
What was the 17, did you say?
19.
Yeah, that'll hit. And that was 7 more?
Yeah, 7 more. 17. For 6 more.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm doing my normal spell. 15.
Yep.
Good, still hits. 8 points of damage.
All right, that pile just... What was the spell that you did?
I'm doing Scorching Ray.
Scorching Ray. They just sizzle and turn into ash.
How many rolls do you get on that Scorching Ray?
3 per spell, and I'm doing it twice.
Nice. Because
I'm quicking it. So my next one, then, is 8. Does 8 hit the next pile?
Nope.
Okay, so that one misses. And then the other one, the beetle one over here that's damaged, right?
The maggots.
Yes, maggots. They got worried on by the wolf.
Yeah, and the last one is 16.
Yep.
So 9 points of fire damage.
Okay, let's see. How do I
math? He's done 50 points of damage so far.
Yeah, so that...
Not even close.
That maggoty pile of... Yeah. Snakes.
Yes.
Looks like about half of them have burned up.
That's all I dropped my load.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And I'm spent. Yeah, the worst part is now he wants to cuddle.
Come here, maggots.
Okay. So after Lucky,
your instructor said to you?
Beetles were killed, so Theron.
It seems like they have this well in hand. I take a smoke break. No, I will roll around.
1 more second.
Bring me out towards the already hurting maggot pile. Out a little further. There is great. Alright, I will attack. And you don't want that. I miss.
Jesus.
What's...
I rolled a 1.
Oh,
I definitely miss it.
You should roll higher.
I will work on it. My bonus action is going to be a dodge action, because I'm a rogue and I can do that.
Okay, so what is it?
Monsters have disadvantage when attacking me.
Remind me.
No problem.
Rogues are bullshit. Because I forget, because fuck what PCs do.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's our job.
Unless it's dying.
Right. That's all you care about. I also can only finish when I kill the PCs, so I understand.
Cobra? The cobra pile of snakes moves closer to the prince.
Watch out, cobra commander.
I think it's already
disadvantage.
Right.
And starts to snip.
I'm protecting him. So
yeah. Oh,
cobra.
Cool. Alright.
Yeah, he's spending his life doing this.
Yep.
Noble cost, right?
I've rolled 2 13s.
I take the left one.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 19.
That hits.
Shucks. Sorry.
Shitty knife.
It's going to hit my actual hit points. That's never happened before.
So that's 10 damage plus a con save.
Oh.
23.
That's
you boss.
Higher than 10, so you take half damage. Seriously, I'm rolling so many sixes on these d6s.
Yeah, because you rigged them. Are there other sides on
so
there?
That's,
you should order.
That's 16 damage, so 8.
Okay, so I'm taking 18 damage total?
Yep.
Yes.
Ow. Yeah, so I'm at 8.
See? Welcome to the
club.
The points left.
I will whack the spidery looking or snaky looking thing next to me.
18 damage, man.
Okay.
How many hit points do you have total?
I'm going to take a fainting attack on this one so I get advantage.
Okay.
Turn into an animal yet.
I will take the 23.
23? That sounds like it hit.
I believe I can maintain ongoing spells.
Oh, that's cool.
9 damage.
9 damage, and that's what, like piercing bludgeoning. Or something? Oh yeah, bludgeoning is a thing.
So 4.
And that was the centipede-ish one?
Sure.
Oh yeah, the one
The one closest
to
me.
And you're this one, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Alright. So, Plurg has gone. So that snake there is going to, or that pile of snakes is going to rear up and start biting at you after you, tried to smash at it.
I'm immune.
That is going to be a 22.
I'm less immune.
Yeah. I thought I was immune too, then 23 I think. Yeah.
So that is 9 damage, and make me a con save.
8.
You do not make it, so you take full damage.
Yeah.
So that... I at least rolled a 1 this time.
Great.
Granted, there was also a 6.
So I took 9 damage from the bite and then poison damage?
Yep, poison damage. That's 10... 14 damage.
Oof.
9 plus 14? Jeez.
Well, you guys went through, like, the hard and medium encounter, like, no problem, so I've decided to put a bunch of deadly encounters.
All right. Looks like that's it.
So Ravenloft next week?
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I'm going to be ready that quick, but we can do Paragen.
Okay, so true story, Wild Shape does not prevent me from maintaining spells or using actions to control them, just casting them.
So?
So I turn into the biggest animal I can.
No, that was the worst. No, that wasn't a so. It was a so. I was like,
so maybe we should play like a circle of druids.
Going yes. They're a horseshit class.
Belay that order.
A bunch of peace-loving druids going out to fight a vampire.
Yeah. So I turn back into a dire wolf.
He's harshing our mellow, man. All
right.
And get another giant mess of hit points. Yeah. And then I spend an action to move my moonbeam.
Are you hippie?
Yeah, we all have moonbeams.
Right over onto that maggot.
So does that mean I have to make a saving throw for it now? Or
yes,
is it
druid moonbeam.
And that is on the maggot of the
compile? Yeah, it can be my name, moonbeam.
So that is...
Moonbeam Griffchild.
Constitution.
That's 11.
Nope.
Okay.
Takes full damage, which is 14.
That pile is looking really hurt from the burning moon.
Really
cool. Well, good news. He's going to get damaged again when it starts its turn.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Next.
All right. So is it another con save or is it...
Oh, yeah. Is it starting its turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
That is much better since that is a 19.
That makes it, but he still takes half damage.
Is it going to be more than 2?
Yes.
All right.
It's going to be 5.
Confirm.
You just burn that pile of snakes in your moon ray.
Yeah. I'm just pointing my snout where I want my moonbeam to go.
A dire wolf with moon rays coming out. Very werewolf. Very good.
All right. So, maggots, Malcolm.
I will take a... I'll try to get Cobra Commander there.
Okay.
I'm going to the bathroom, and I have to make a quick phone call. If my turn comes up and I'm not here, we'll make that happen against the nearest bad guy. +6.
And given the ineffectiveness of so many other things, I will spend my Divine Smite on this sucker.
Seems good.
On Cobra Commander.
Huh?
Cobra Commander?
Yeah, Cobra Commander. Since Plurg has handled with this other thing over there. I assume so, because Plurg's awesome. Let's see. So when hit creature with a melee weapon technique,
also, Plurg
spend...
isn't your prince.
Huh?
Also, Plurg isn't your prince.
Well, I can't do much for him at this point, so...
Yeah, he's doing great. Have you ever been a dire wolf? It's amazing.
So I deal radiant damage to the target in addition to weapons damage. The extra damage is 2d8 for a first level spell slot, plus 1d8 for each spell level higher than first, to a maximum of 5d8.
All right, do I make a save, or do you...
No, it just adds to my damage. Dash.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as I hit him. 19, so... Yeah, I think I hit him.
And it's radiant damage, you said?
Yeah, so extra damage is 2d for first... So this is a first level spell slot. So 2d8 plus 1d8 for the slashing, so 3d8.
And you... Yeah.
Okay. So I think the divine damage is... I don't know if that counts as...
It's radiant damage, right?
Radiant, so it will take full on that.
Yes.
Okay, well then I will say that this was my sword, since that was my dice,
and
these the radiant.
Just your sword is, like, burning with radiant light, so I'll just take it as...
Okay, so 10, 11.
11? Okay.
Sorry, 13.
Plus your strength.
Strength is plus 3.
So 50.
15?
Okay. Sorry, 16.
16? Yeah. Is 16.
That the final answer? 16 is the final and correct answer. And that was
so
the
Cobra
Commander.
So, yeah, it looks like that pile of snakes, about half of them have been, you know, burned away with radiant light.
Okay.
All right, Lucky. There's 2 big old piles of snakes.
Firebolt. Cobra Commander.
Cobra Commander, okay.
12?
Nope.
I miss.
Okay. I can't wait till you guys get to the other thing when you miss with spells.
If we get to the other thing.
No, we're winning.
Yeah.
I mean, you might die.
Yes, yeah, so I know. I know that's
all right, so it's Theron's turn.
Theron rolls around the moonbeam and rolls an 8. So
he misses again?
Yeah.
He misses again.
Okay.
Unless he adds 6 or higher?
No, he rolls a whole 8.
Oh, a whole 8. Okay. All right.
No, I rolled a 2.
So, Cobra Commander.
Because Evan can't roll dice.
Bites at the dire wolf in front of him.
Okay. Hopefully it misses, because I might lose my moonbeam. And I like having no laser.
So that's 12.
Don't roll.
All right.
Good for you.
Yeah, dire wolf hide.
So, Cobra Commander, work.
Yeah, I will keep hammering the one next to me.
Alright.
First...
The hammer is your penis, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Have we made that joke already? Yes, last time.
Yeah.
I know, that was...
I'm going to take my second wind, so I spend my bonus action. And I regain 8 hit points.
8 points? Okay.
What do you?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then I will hit this guy... I crit.
Nice.
For 16 damage.
16 damage, so that's
8.
So how do I math? What is their starting points again?
5. Their starting points was 5.
Good try.
Alright, 6. You got me.
Alright. Is that it?
He's not dead?
Nope.
I will action surge and hit him again. I'll take that 16.
Okay.
Accidental 16.
For 6 damage.
6 damage, so 3?
Yep.
Alright, that pile of cobras still going strong. Just
keep smashing them.
You just, they just writhe out of the way and you just hit their tails.
Yeah, sure.
Alright. That was Plurg. So that pile of snakes you've been trying to hammer rears up and bites at you.
Yeah, sure.
That is going to be a 14?
No.
All right.
Your armor is helping you. Mine doesn't.
Yeah, they just ping helplessly against your armor.
Yep.
Griffin!
Well, I will motion with my snout for my moonbeam to roll over this cobra.
Cobra.
So he can make a saving throw. I might keep going if that kills him, because I think I can...
That's a 4?
Yeah, that's not going to do it. 8 damage.
Still alive.
Okay. Then I will leave it on him.
Wait, guys, we know where it is.
I only have 7 more rounds of Moonbeam.
Is that all?
So we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Malcolm!
I will take a normal swinging action at Cobra Commander.
Okay.
That would probably not hit. That's a 5. Yeah, 7.
Did you just invite Cobra Commander to a key party? Or...
No, fanning him!
Yeah, just cooling him off. I miss.
All right, Lucky!
Firebolt.
Cobra Commander. Cobra Commander.
I miss.
Cool story. And it's Theron's turn again.
Cobra Commander is a
tough. He really has to give instructions on that.
15?
That would do it.
For max damage, which is 12 and 8, is 20 plus 4 is 24?
24?
I guess.
You're better at this than I am.
He slashes, the last few remaining snakes' throats.
Excellent.
Yay!
And then there's still that other one, you know.
Sure.
It's just the light, man.
All right.
He's just helping focus.
Cobra Commander dies. Focus so is Plurg.
I hammer the one to death.
Okay. You say that, but...
How about a 12?
12 does not hit.
Okay.
You can't hit a pile of snakes.
I cannot hit a pile of snakes.
With a giant hammer.
You can't hit a pile of snakes in a tunnel. Alright, those snakes are going to try to hit you this time.
Hot dog being thrown down the hallway.
That is not going to hit you.
Good talk.
Griffin.
I missed the first time, but I rolled max damage on the hit the second time.
Good man. That was a roll?
Yeah.
Hot.
You killed Cobra Commander.
Saving throw?
I move a move. Yeah.
19.
That passes. It takes half damage.
You want to just drive?
4.
4? That is lame. Oh, that's full damage. Would have been 8.
Well, 9. Yes.
Alright, so...
But then I just leave it there. I leave him under the heat lamp.
Alright, Malcolm?
I'm going to provide protection to my friend Plurg.
He really needs it with all the times the snakes miss.
Yeah, well... at this point, there's only so much I can do.
Lucky?
Firebolt.
How can I help it up with
myself? You cannot hit a pile of snakes.
And I missed with a firebolt.
Right. Okay. There it is. There's... Yep,
just the one left.
Careful, there's water there.
It's like ankle deep.
I hit real, real good.
Do you?
I got an 18 on the die. I hit real, real good. Almost, damn. You know, just a little bit worse than you. It's no Bill, but...
3 steps.
That's 21.
It's still a 21.
21 damage.
Yep, and then I go into dodge.
10.
Well, Bill forgot.
So about half the snakes there, you slash their heads
off. Or you half kill all of the snakes.
Yeah, I have poked a little hole in each of the snakes, and they're all upset.
It says that
it's like a sausage just put on the grill.
When they're half or under, when they're half or under, they do half damage. Yeah. So I'm assuming you kill half the snakes.
Yeah.
All right, so Theron went so blurg.
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 I will keep hammering these snakes so hard. No, I won't.
That's okay. The snakes keep doing that to you, too.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to do that to you now.
Well, they're going to take some moonfire.
No, so disadvantage.
First things first.
Yeah.
Oh, moonfire. So
they cook
16.
Under paralyzed. Okay, they take half damage. Which is 5.
Keep them over a crisp temperature of 140 degrees.
So then they're going to hit plur.
No, they're not.
Where did that die go?
Let's be real here.
Yeah, AC 20 with disadvantage. Probably not happening.
She was 220s.
Yeah.
Snakes don't understand. So let's see. That is 16. So nope. So, centipede, pile, griffin.
Fire. I have my moonbeam do a loop. They have re-entered the moonbeam.
That is a nat 20.
Half damage of
1.
Was that a 2 or a 3 that you rolled?
There's a 2.
2 ones you rolled.
Snake eyes!
All
right. Some clouds pass overhead.
I was sure they're not were snakes.
Pretty sure.
I mean, maybe
they're. It actually just turns into a baby.
Oh, oh my god. Maybe with the power.
All right, so Griffin, Malcolm.
I will move forward and take a swipe at the sneaky snakes.
Okay.
Survey says no.
Okay. So, Lucky.
Fireball. Ooh, 16.
That'll do it.
Or 2 points of damage.
2 points.
Is that two or... Oh, yeah, that's fire damage.
So, all right.
Spudge fireball.
These snakes are hanging on by a thread.
They're going to keep hanging on, because I got an 11.
Third.
I got an 8.
Well, eventually they're going to take a turn again and die.
Yep, they take a turn.
Watch them survive the moon.
That's full damage.
Please kill these things.
9.
All right. They burn in your moon.
Thank God. I'm going to sleep for the next day. Oh, wait. Is there anybody poisoned?
Well, it's just that one effect. With the buttload of damage.
Okay, I can cure poisons if it's long-lasting or whatever. Yeah.
Huh. Well, that was interesting.
He's everyone, all right.
I'm staggering, like, kneeled down with my sword, like, holding myself.
Is everyone
up.
Else all right?
Bleeding.
I've had better days.
Just weird pus coming out of your bleeding wounds.
Yeah.
some lights down, prestidigitation down here, so we can see down there as
my
well.
My face is puffing.
See if there's any more snakes coming.
So,
do you have any first aid training, Lucky?
I have the ability to magically heal. Does that help?
Your Highness, I imagine that Sir Malcolm could probably use your assistance.
Yeah.
Instead, he just sucks.
As I'm just like, well, that's what I was going to ask him because he owes me a favor. I'm like, can you slowly get down on your knees and
see the Sir Plurg first? Sir Plurg, how you doing?
I'm down like 15 hit points.
Hey, cool. How you, Malcolm? You get 8 hit points back.
Okay.
That is definitely better than 6.
And then we should definitely take a short rest. And
if I let you.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I'll take up a watch.
While you're on your rest.
Level up?
Level up.
Ooh.
Unless you guys don't want to.
No, does that refill your hit points?
No, this is not Diablo.
Oh, okay.
Diablo.
I don't know.
Diablo.
But you should have hit dice that you can spend equal to your level.
So. And now that we are level 4, all of us can either get a +2 to 1 stat, a +1 to 2 stats, or a feat.
Well, my stats are irrelevant.
Time for a feat.
When do your stats go up? Or your
just now.
No, I mean...
level 4.
When the modifier...
Oh, next even number, yeah.
Next even number.
I'm going to roll my new hit dice... Survey says I got 7 more hit points.
Okay.
Jesus, what is my wisdom?
I'm gonna roll my hit dice.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to dex 20, but let's check the feats. Yeah. That's a good thing to boss.
Strength plus 4 or charisma plus 4?
Strength.
You want the strength.
Yeah. Plus 1, do all your attack and damage? Yes, please.
And then since we're taking a short rest, I'm going to take a hit die.
All right, so tell me again about my hit points increasing or whatever.
There. Roll your hit dice. You get that many hit points plus your con score.
So I roll...
Con modifier.
Since this is level 4, I roll 4 of those?
No, you roll 1.
Or you roll 1 at a time.
Well, so...
Are you healing or you're leveling up?
I'm leveling up.
Okay, when you level up, you get one new set of hit points as per your hit die.
Okay, which is a 1d10.
1d10. 1d10 more hit
points. Oh, well. That is not
What's your con?
My con is 2.
Okay, so you got a total of 5 more hit points.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
So I have 29.
It's...
Wait. Yeah. You don't have to pay that.
I rolled a 10, so...
Wait, is your con... For every hit die you roll, you add your con?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, then...
You've got more hit points, don't you?
So I rolled a 9 and 2 ones.
It doesn't matter. You are...
No, originally.
I understand. Yeah. It's really easy to figure out. You were level 3, mm-hmm. Which means that you had 6 more hit points than you thought. Because you get plus 2 at every level.
All right, so I have 30. Now I have 35.
There you go.
Okay. This is me not knowing how to do this game.
It's cool.
All right.
I could just go to 18 strength.
So 35...
Well, for you, there are probably a couple of feats. What are you armed with?
Down this,
Warhammer.
Maybe less than I thought.
So wait, me. It only helps you by 1, but you're supposed to maximize your first level hit points. You don't need to roll. You said you rolled a 9 and 2 ones.
Yes.
Do you remember what order?
I just rolled 3 d10s.
Oh.
Yeah, because that was like roll as many as your level. That's what I did.
Your first level is maximized.
It is.
Oh. So first level is 10?
Yeah. Plus your con mod, so 12.
Okay, well, I don't know what die to pick.
It's really simple.
All right.
You have 12 hit points.
Yes.
Now, roll these and add 6 to this total. That's how many hit points you have now. That's a much better roll.
All right, so that plus 6?
Yes.
All right, so plus 12.
15, 17.
Plus 17. Your original 12.
All right, so... Math in my head. All right, so 17 plus 12 is 27. 29 plus 6?
Yes.
All right, so 29 plus 6 is 35, which is what I have anyway.
Okay,
that's substantially better.
Now I'm just trying to figure out what my actual damage is now that I have 30 instead of 24, so I just add 6 more to the 6. That's 12 plus 8, 20. So I'm at 20 instead of 14. Okay. Math. I was told there would be none.
Boy, I'm really tempted to take the lucky feat.
And these erasers suck.
Oh, because it's both.
You're an eraser.
I know, right?
Oh, lucky.
you're mean.
Okay, anyway, that aside, fourth level
good
column.
News, guys. Now I can become things with a swim speed.
Oh, you mean because you know, fishing?
Yeah. Hey, there's a river.
I know, dolphin.
It does fuck get it deeper.
What does level 4 do?
Oh, jeez.
Level 4.
You guys want an aquatic fight, right?
Yeah.
Without the ability to breathe underwater?
Yeah, that'll sound
unless
great.
Maybe you're the druid?
Savage Attacker is the one feat that sticks out. Once per turn, when you roll damage for a melee weapon attack, you can re-roll the weapon's damage.
Oh, yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Wait, that's once per...
Oh, now I have 3
once
spells
per long. Turn?
Yes.
Once per turn?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, but it's not your expertise dice or anything like that. It's just your main die for the weapon.
But still.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. And you could use either result.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're also taking a short rest?
And use either total.
So what do I roll to see what I gain back from the short rest?
So you have
another d10.
Yeah, one d10.
Up to 4. So up to 4 times per day. And you add your constitution.
Okay. So 6.
Yeah, actually did damage
to guys
this fight.
If I had taken the other fighter path where you crit on 19 and 20,
yeah.
Great weapon master, pretty good.
Yeah.
When you score a crit or reduce a creature to 0, make an additional melee attack as a bonus action.
Or purple?
I just want something that doesn't make my sheet look like it's stained with yuck all over it. Thank you.
That's cool.
I think I'm just going up to Dex 20. Like, those feats are interesting, but it turns out Dex 20 is way more interesting.
No, just the eraser just sucks as all. I mean, the pencil's fine, but...
Oh, I think it's just that it has a bunch of... not slick.
Yeah, it's got all the old... Guys, I got another cantrip.
Oh, boy.
So...
Your mother is very proud.
We're running into the wages of a shapeshift spec druid. They do not scale. Like, they're baller for the first couple levels.
And then it's all over?
Yeah.
And then you can do things like swimming.
I can be a pole arm master.
Because, yeah, I'm already turning
Baby, you
into
already are.
Some of the strongest monsters in the game. Like, the strongest beasts. It's all downhill from here.
Well, these jackasses rest since I am pristine.
Oh, I should start hitting you more then.
You should. You absolutely should hit me more. I'm going to do some quick scouting around. I'm not going into rooms. I am just looking into them.
You wouldn't be able to figure out how to get into them because their doors with... This is a different area.
I think she's calling you dumb.
Sure.
Well, they're doors without hinges or handles or anything.
Sure. I'm just taking a look at those. You said there were broken things with wires hanging out of them and things like that. I just like to kind of get the lay of what we're dealing with here.
It's very strange looking to you.
Sure.
And, like, the water starts getting deeper and sloping downward.
Okay. What's on the ceiling?
Just, like, it's, like, metal that's kind of rusty looking and roots have been breaking through it.
Okay.
And it looks like the ceiling cracks in some things where maybe, you know, not too long before it just collapses in.
Okay. Is the bottom of this place, is this curved like a pipe, or is it flat on the bottom and then rounded on top?
It's flat and rounded on top.
Giggity.
If you know what I mean.
Ross has an idea, but this guy wouldn't.
Well, I think Evan had an idea too.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm running into a situation where none of my, I could take a feat that doesn't matter to me, or stats that don't matter to me. Because disregard everything and be animal.
Sure.
Are you going to feat?
It's rough being best early game class. I'm sure you'll power through it.
I feel like that wasn't sincere.
No, this is just a speech impediment. This is the way I always talk. Why don't I have any friends?
Okay, where is
you certainly don't have good friends.
Which book?
Witch Bolt is baller for boss fights.
Yeah?
Because you just have to hit once, and then they have to try and shake the Witch Bolt, and you can just concentrate to keep doing damage on your turn.
Stuff I emailed to myself, because I feel like writing down more monster stats. So I just emailed them to me.
Spell ends if you use your action to do anything else.
Yeah. But you don't have to keep making hit attempts, right? You have spent one spell slot to just keep burning that dude.
With a 20 wisdom in case I ever want to cast a spell again.
Okay.
So, if I get an extra spell slot, can I take another spell? Or does it work?
Start
with two, now I've got three. Or do I just get the ones that I've already...
It will tell you right here.
And I got the two from my oath. I don't know if that means it's somewhere else I can take another one or something.
This is spell slots per level. Oh, you're a divine caster. All of the spells that you have access to are granted to you.
Right, okay.
So you don't need to learn any spells. Everything on the paladin spell list you have, plus the extra ones that you get for your...
Oath. Oh, I don't get another set until fifth level.
Right.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, that is your paladin spell list. You can prep however many of those, and you can cast three per day. Yeah?
Hold person or misty step.
Hold person makes humanoids hold still,
sure.
And Misty Step lets you kind of teleport. Ooh. The end.
Okay.
All right. Well, after everybody is, they're still leveling. I'll just wait.
Burning hands.
We're slaves to the pipe.
Yeah, if it matters, like my perception and shit went up by one.
Okay, anyone else?
You shit did too. Wow.
My main attack stat went up, so nothing you need to worry about. It's all on my end.
My strength went up to +4 instead of +3.
Oh, I just want to know about perception.
That affected your damage dealing and your attack, by the way. Okay.
Perception.
Traditional.
So if you have Savage Attacker and you're wielding like a 2d6 weapon, do you roll?
You roll both of those d6 because those are the weapon dice.
Right.
So. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Savage Attacker is specifically for fighters because of the shenanigans they can get up to for weapon dice and attacks.
Yeah,
because like if I could do it with my backstab damage, oh my god!
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, it's only broken for a couple classes. What the fuck?
Blindness? I don't feel like that was sincere.
Blindness sounds pretty good. Blindness, deafness.
You can blind yourself. Wow,
I can blind you. Hold still.
Yeah. Swipe across the eyes.
And then I should spend some of my hit dice. Because I need hit dice.
You want some of mine? Oh, that would be an amazing warlock class feature.
Where you can pass your health to someone.
No, where you can take it from that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Nothing?
Essence transfer.
It's one-upping the rogue pickpocketing the party.
Right, yeah. Rogue's like stealing things from people's pockets and there's this green mist coming off of him. And then he takes a nap.
Wow.
And the warlock's like, I am stuffed. Just positively full.
That used to be how the fourth ed vampire works.
Yep.
That's true.
Like two healing surges a day unless you take them.
That was so funny.
Oh, fourth ed vampire.
Yeah. I played one for a little while until the party's goody-goodies decided that they didn't want a horrible abomination with them.
I played one for an encounter season once.
I did like how 4th edition had the panache to say, you know what? Vampire's a profession. This is what you do for a living.
Pixie vampire.
Yep.
Yeah, was it Revenant was the class that was introduced? Or the race that was introduced?
Dompierre.
Dompierre.
Also Revenant.
Oh, yeah, they were two separate things.
Yeah.
So you could be a half vampire.
You could be a Revenant, like, and then you glommed that onto a base race.
Yep.
So you were like a Revenant dwarf.
Yep.
You were like a Revenant dwarf vampire.
Yeah. As I recall, Revenant halfling vampire was the way you get super baller. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a Genasi sword mage who died horribly. Until, like, a servant of Vecna was like, hey.
Bro.
Yeah. Came to my character's widow and it's like, hey, we got a thing for this. You wish? Absolutely.
I found a thing to put inside me.
Whoa. Bill's holding it. Visual jokes playing.
Yes, but I made it.
Sideways. It's a suppository.
Right. Okay,
so I need to roll more hit points.
No, you don't need them.
I don't, but...
Don't need hit points?
Why not? No, that's not very good. I only get 6 more hit points.
Only 6.
Rough life.
Wah, wah. I feel like you're not invested in my struggles, Evan.
This is the truest thing that's ever been said at this table.
Okay. So yeah, you guys rest. You feel stronger. Or just somehow better.
Mm-hmm. Should we scout ahead a bit, Uranus?
Patch myself up with snake skin.
Did you want me to come with you?
If you would like. I've noticed that the rest of these ruffians are slightly loud.
Clank, 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 clank.
I'm going to roll some stealth. Scout ahead.
Okay.
I am going to follow him.
As a cat.
Decided what animal.
Well, the water there, so maybe not a cat. Dolphin!
Cats can swim.
It's a snake. You've seen some snakes.
It's a snake! Oh, it's a snake!
I got
doesn't matter.
Oh, God. The best there is at what he does.
I am the best in the party at this. But everybody's got a 5% chance of failure.
At least I didn't say it this time.
That is a total of 10 on my stealth chart, but...
Yeah.
You don't auto-fail stealth checks, which is nice.
That's fair. I do have a 10 on my stealth check.
Fuck it, I follow him. Just as me. Oh, because this
dipshit. Do you stealth in any way?
Oh, I... Swap it around.
I do better than that fucker. That's...
You got higher than a 10?
No, no, I don't. I got a 7. Oh,
okay. Yeah, fuck yourself.
So, yeah. Splash. You guys, yeah, just like splashing through the water as it gets deeper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, Cat only has one higher stealth than me.
And we'll probably drown in the water.
I thought about turning into a crocodile.
There you go.
But they have terrible stealth.
What?
So,
actually, they suck.
Really?
Who sucks?
Crocodile smells.
My eraser.
Stealth. That's... Gotta be hard for them to do no lips. Can't create suction.
So you guys, what is it? This dude and this treasure chest mimic going down there, sloshing around.
Sometimes it's about butt.
It's starting to get slippery.
Frequently slippery one way. Yeah. Can confirm.
Jesus, bonjour.
So do you guys continue onward?
How slippery, and slippery how?
Slippery like there is, like, algae kind of shit Moss growing shit. Slime underneath shit. The yeah. water.
With my dark vision 60 feet, can I see that there's an open doorway there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
It is within 60 feet. So.
Yeah, then yes.
Okay. I'll hold him up here, if I can see that, and point to the open doorway. There's an open door there. We should call everyone else in.
Hey, guys! We got an open door up here.
Good.
Hold on, your moonbeam over here.
I can only do that 2 more times today for 10 rounds each. I'm going to conserve that.
Slosh my way over to them.
Okay. Is anyone else going?
Is anybody bringing a torch?
I got prestidigitation. Creates lights.
Yeah, I don't think it's visual lights, though, because there's a light spell.
No, there is a light spell. Your prestidigitation will not light up a room. Also, it lasts for a very short period of time.
Moonbeam specifies that it creates light. Yeah.
You know, I actually don't care. With dark vision 60 feet, it turns out I don't need your filthy human light. But
I will divine sense while I'm here for 60-foot radius. Is there evil within 60 feet?
Let's
see. I guess
just
that's
me, baby.
5, 10, 15, 20, 21, 30, 30, 40, 40, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50. In that arc.
Okay.
So that would be the room
You're
as well.
You're looking for evil?
Yep, evil.
I don't sense anything evil.
Okay.
Except maybe a rogue, I don't know.
Yeah.
In fact, I am neutral evil, yes.
Well, I knew this already.
But I am not a powerful extraplanar being or anything like that.
I knew this already.
You could snap light a candle or a torch with prestidigitation, but you can't create lights. You have to use the light spell, or perhaps dancing lights.
I forgive the ship, there's evilness.
Yep, don't get worried about it. I don't have dark vision anyways.
So you're carrying the torch?
No, I'm dark vision.
Just, you do have dark
celestial
vision.
Celestial fiend or undead.
No, I am none of those things.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay.
He's a fiend.
He's a tiefling.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's dark and slippery in here, so I'm going to become a giant spider.
She's also... Is that a problem? Do we know you're doing this? And you're like, we're not going to like, oh my god, a spider!
I think out of everybody, the two of us are used to it.
Yeah,
we've been serving in the
have
castle
you, have
for
you done
a while.
It? Have you turned into a spider before?
Not this mission.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this
but I can definitely be like, Prince Griffin, dinner is served. Her Majesty awaits on your favor. And yeah, you just descend on a long river.
Very good, I am on my way.
Are there insects?
I don't know if I'm going to kill you or kill myself.
Put me against the wall there. It looks like it's dry there.
It looks like it's dry there.
Where are you?
He's Mr. Zappy's
Zappy. Other side. Yeah, it's drier further down. Okay. Yeah. Right. Looks like I can all stick right, along
make
the wall.
Don't
Point your gun at me.
Make a save?
Yeah, make a save. I forget which one.
Probably dexterity.
Yeah.
If it's what's he trying to avoid doing?
Slipping.
Oh, wait, never mind. I attack you.
Very good.
Oh, okay.
Water attacks. This is actually the river of goo from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, god just, damn it. If but that's this just a goo. Water weird.
That's good goo, though. If you fail your save, you have to watch Ghostbusters 2.
I like Ghostbusters.
No, if you fail your save, you're going to have to watch the new Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters 2 is probably my save.
I'm going to watch the
Can I watch the fan edit of the new
so
Ghostbusters?
So that's going to be a 23?
Oh, yeah, that hits.
So, yeah, there's, like, some sparks coming out of the wall now. And they hit you for some damage, which I need to get my dice out for.
Like, it's lightning bolted from the wall?
I touched some live wires.
Yes.
Oh. I touched live wire the Batman villain. It was hot.
We're in an Imperial starship, aren't we?
So that's going to be 6 lightning damage.
Oh, Jesus.
6 lightning. Ooh. Okay. Ouch. Mm-hmm.
This is a crossover with Star Wars. I just know it.
This is actually the Death Star.
Yeah, I
found
know,
a trap,
right?
did you?
This is where the pieces fell?
Yeah, right over here.
Oh, it's actually the whole planet.
Look at this.
No, I'm going to climb up onto his shoulders out of the water and take a look at that trap.
What?
Hold still. Hold still.
Okay. Is there some sort of skill that you
want? I can, in fact, disable traps with my thieves' tools, assuming this trap can be disabled.
It looks like it's all up in the wall and you're... Like, make me an intelligence roll of some sort.
Sure.
I'm going to scuttle up onto the wall next to them. How's it going?
I got an 11.
Mandibles 11? Twitching.
You crawl up on the
You've
wall.
You've never seen anything like this.
You're going to be lightning bolted.
But you think you shouldn't be near it.
Yeah, you should stay away from those.
You and
should
you
also
notice,
stay away from them, Your Highness.
You notice there's kind of like a buzzing sound.
I'm having crawl flashbacks.
And
you're
hearing that sound in a few other spots.
Are we seeing any sparks?
You notice a few little sparks and some of them. So I'll mark them. Is it, you have 60-foot
dark vision? I have 60-foot dark vision.
Okay.
But, I mean, if there's sparks, I bet I can see them in the dark.
Uh-huh.
Mm, totally.
I think you're the only one without dark vision.
Bless you.
Am I?
Turns out spiders have 60-foot dark vision and 10-foot blind sight.
Nice.
Oh, hot. Blind sight. Hot, so heavy good. Blind sight. Oh, it's so goddamn good.
I'm going to play a spider cleric.
Ooh, an Anamasi?
If you know what I'm saying.
So, yeah. You got zapped by the wall.
Yeah. Ouch. Okay.
Well, there's an open door over here we should probably check out.
I stay away from that.
Yeah, I'll stay away from the little sparky spots.
Too. I scuttle on the wall to peer in that door.
I'll follow the prince.
All right, so when you reach the doorway...
I'll stay about there.
You'll need to make me a saving throw, a DC 12 with... was it disadvantage?
What kind of saving throw?
Yeah.
Dex, okay. I think.
Well, you're a spider, so hopefully your dex is
just
pretty
make
good.
The DC 12 saving throw of your choice.
Very good. What am I saving against?
You will find out.
Something you can't see.
I have blind sight, if that makes it.
Ghost!
I have 10-foot blind sight as a spider, because I feel shit on my creepy spider hairs.
Okay, it feels kind of goopy.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast? disadvantage? Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's an 11.
Oh.
So you're going to be engulfed by a gelatinous cube.
Hot! 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 Hot!
Oh, God!
I am now a giant spider suspended in a giant.
Oh, dude. This is the hottest thing I have done in a D&D
game.
Oh,
boy! Princely jello shots!
You're large already.
So he's filling that jello.
Yeah, there's like legs sticking out of it.
So.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Alright, let's see.
That's going to be one big spider.
Oh, you have to take damage.
I guess we roll initiative now.
Do I have to?
And you can't breathe.
Yeah, but if you can get your abdomen out of there, you can breathe through your peripheral air sacs.
Your bunghole.
God damn it. Spiders are the fucking worst. Let's just kill them all.
The best part is they don't have muscles like normal animals. They move through...
Yeah, they have
hydraulic. Yeah, they have hydraulic pressure. They have to push their limbs out. All
right.
Surveys.
Devastate the ecosystems of all creepy crawlies. Just kill them all.
I'm kind of in.
Like, I'm sure we can purge to a point that it's not a problem. We kill the spiders. We'll have too
many.
That's
27
mosquitoes.
Damage.
12 motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I am not a spider anymore. And I have one spillover damage.
Woofta.
Couldn't happen to a better character.
So now you're a guy instead of a gelatinous cube.
Yeah, he's
so
no
now he's
large.
Medium.
Yeah.
So four more of you can, or three more of you can fit.
Am I out of range of this thing right now?
They are a large creature.
Did you end up with one of the gelatinous cube minis?
I don't know where it is if I did.
Okay.
Gelatinous cube will be played by a pile of rats.
I see that.
I don't think I did.
That's a bummer.
Let me check something. Do our spell slots refresh after a level up, or is it still in the same bay?
Any spells that you have used are still used.
Yes, unless you go for sleep.
So I use one slot in the last attack.
I'm sure
I've got
goddamn warlock, and you get all your spell slots back after a short rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me make sure.
All right, so you guys were rolling initiative, and I ignored you, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to know those numbers?
Sure.
No.
In what particular order?
The one where you're not all talking on top of
Theron got a 12.
Theron?
Sir Plurg got a 6.
Plurg?
16!
Lucky 16.
Griffin got a 21.
Yay, you're going to take damage first and die!
And I got an 8. Dude, I got 31 hit points left. I think I'll be alright.
For a round...
Let's see. What was it again? 8?
Well, a rat I can use to become another animal.
So it's a large creature?
Mm-hmm.
Can... okay. If I reduce this gelatinous cube, what happens?
It's medium.
I like a medium rare.
I can't tell you to get out of your house.
Okay.
But I can tell Ross to get out of your house.
It's cold outside.
Go stand outside whipping Ross.
No. Hey, do you guys think a reef shark would help?
A reefer? Yes.
In the side of a gelatinous cube? Sure.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Yeah, you just can't breathe.
Alright, I'm just reading this engulf thing, make sure I'm reading it right. Boom, make save on a success, push back. If you choose not to hit pushback, consequences of failed, unfailed. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. You take less damage.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
That's for when you're in it. Your turn, I think.
Okay, so the initial attack did less.
Yeah. Let's see, 16. I'm sorry.
I'm still a spider.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I misread that.
So you're still a spider, now you're inside the
And place. It's acid damage, if that matters.
Oh yeah, spiders are resistant to acid.
Just immune to it.
Yeah.
Double resistant.
So now you're going to take the 66.
Jesus, okay. Cool story.
You're gonna take that spider back here in a second.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh yeah, because you're top of the round. 37.
21.
Oh. 21.
That's better.
Okay. So I have 11 spillover damage.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That's worse.
That's worse than before.
And it's your turn.
And you're a person again.
So you can make a DC 12 strength check to try to escape.
You know who would be even better at that strength check?
Me.
A bear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Strength 30.
Da bear.
So, is the strength check done by him, or strength check done by the cube?
The DC is 12.
Yeah.
He tries to roll 12 or higher.
Yeah. I spend a bonus action and become a bear.
If he fails at that, could I try to pull him out with a DC strength roll check?
Yeah.
Okay.
If this is my action to escape... Or is it a move or what?
By taking an action to make.
Okay.
Yeah, strength check.
Yeah, bonus action, I become a brown bear.
Okay, what's your strength now?
Why is it going to be a brown bear?
19.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Because he's a racist.
Black bear ain't good enough for you?
Not good enough.
Oh.
That's 10.
I will try to pull the bear
black
out of the jungle.
That's racist. That's racist.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So, you failed to get out of a cube.
Yeah, but I have a whole new crop of hit points, so that's something.
Next.
Lucky.
Okay. I will enlarge the bear.
Enlarge the bear.
I'm going to enlarge the bear. You're going to double in size. You're also going to get advantage on strength checks.
Does he become larger than the cube at that point?
He does.
Explode the cube.
You think you're in here with me, cube?
I'm pretty sure it says under the cube what happens. Like, it can engulf creatures either up to its size or one size category smaller under the cube's stats. So
now, I guess, would that mean he's out of it then?
What's it saying?
Large or smaller.
Okay, so now that he is huge, yes, he is no longer in the cube because it cannot engulf him.
Okay.
Does it take damage for him, like, busting out?
I don't know. Ask the DM.
Okay.
It's made out of jello, so...
I know.
You just dropped dead.
Yeah. I know.
The shock of air is too much for
him. Con save, if it doesn't make it, it takes half damage.
I like how you were right.
If it makes it, it takes half damage. Oh, Jesus.
Why are you a rock giant?
I needed a huge size.
Why are you?
Well, there's something rock hard.
Whoa.
I could also be a Hydra. I've got
rock giant.
Ramores.
Rock giant's kind of like a bear.
A different rock giant?
I got a red dragon. I got a weird cyclone.
Hannibal.
Oh, cyclone.
Okay, you want cyclone monster? Okay.
Jesus. Yeah, that's totally a bear. Tasmanian devil, maybe.
That is my size huge bear.
All right.
And dungeon baddie, too.
All right, Lucky, so you enlarged the bear into a cyclone.
So his head's bumping up against the ceiling.
Oh, I'll move away from that little spot that keeps zapping me, though. I'll move forward a little bit.
Like here?
Sure.
Okay. Door opens and just crushes you.
Dang it.
Theron.
Sorry, I was reading about the most hardcore thing I've ever seen in my life.
But this is gelatinous cube.
Size huge bear.
Man, things that I am not getting near.
Is it gelatinous cube?
Yeah, item number one, gelatinous cube. I back up.
You have any ranged throwing knives or something?
I've got it. How about a longbow? Oh, it's okay, like throwing knives, only more badass because I'm an elf.
Aren't cubes also resistant to physical attacks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what I'm not doing?
Yeah.
Getting next to that thing.
Riding the pony.
Ride the pony.
Actually, according to this edition,
I got a 13.
No. Nice.
13? That would do it.
And I will do 9 points of damage.
Okay. Takes it like a boss. Holy shit, they have way more hit points than I thought.
Jesus. You prepared this encounter, right?
Yeah.
I don't read things.
No, she said I wanted a gelatinous cube.
A gelatinous cube?
Exactly. Here comes its mother. Oh, no!
Size huge gelatinous cube.
Oh, shit, it absorbs a huge bear.
Was that 9 damage?
Yes.
Okay. So, Theron shoots at the cube and...
puts an arrow in it.
Yeah, there's an arrow just that sort of slowly gets absorbed.
Yeah, it's like ballistics job.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Malcolm.
I will use another one of my slots for Divine Smite.
Oh, yeah, get right up in there in melee.
Yep.
It'll go well.
See. I mean, he's got the strength to make the strength deck to get out. Turns out my strength is -1.
And
I can't just turn into a bear.
Proficiency.
I should have taken a level of druid instead of taking another level of rogue.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
it's higher than
turning into a bear.
So 3d8 again.
That's not that hard.
Number 4 d8s. And this is all radiant damage.
Okay.
Okay. That's 12, 13, 14, 15.
19. Okay, so that is... Nope, I don't know how to... You said it was 19 altogether?
Yes. Okay, I got one spell slot left.
Good news, it still has over 50 hit points.
Yay! Great. All right. I did my part.
So, Malcolm.
Well, to be fair, so do I.
Yeah, so that cube is going to move onto Malcolm.
Oh, no!
So, you are going to need to make a... What is it?
Dex saving throw.
Yeah, it was dex saving throw. I can't remember what it was.
12?
I heard 12
there
before.
It goes.
No, it was 12 to escape.
It's 12 dex.
Oh, 12, good. Okay.
To not be engulfed.
Okay, so this plus 2. That would be an 18.
Okay, so you get pushed.
Okay.
Unless you decide to do it and then get engulfed by it.
I will stay away. Yes.
You'll let it push you?
I'll let it push me, yes. push it. Push it real good.
Zerg!
Yeah, I will stroll up there. I don't know. I'm around here somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll assume I'm close enough to walk up.
You're
want
drunk.
Some help there?
I'm going to fainting attack at it.
Oh!
I will take the 19.
Why would you do that?
Because I want to hit it.
I'm sure the lower one would hit it, unless it would be less.
He
than
wants
six.
To hit it and quit it.
17 damage.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this seems terrifying, so I'm just going to take my action surge right off the top.
Nice.
That's a 23.
Oh, yeah.
For 13 damage.
Nice. Partners in crime! /, pound, pound.
Yeah, that's all the things I do.
Okay. So, Claire Griffin. You probably got some, like, acidy
claws, maybe.
Still on you.
Yeah, I got some bear moves, though. So this is... Yeah. Does it give me advantage on the strength attacks, or just, like, checks and shit?
Strength. Advantage on strength checks.
Okay. It seems like a great idea. I bite this thing and claw at it. Bite is almost certainly a miss. It's a 9.
Nope, hits. AC6, baby.
AC6. So that is 9 damage as I bite into an acidic cube.
How much damage was it again?
9 piercing. And then claws.
I have to roll my advantage for my damage on my first attack.
Claws.
plus a
that's
D4.
A hit.
Because I get
you. Oh, yeah. So then another 3. Yeah. Is it just one attack a turn, or is it all my attacks?
All your attacks get an additional D4.
Oh, excellent. So 9, 12 plus... So, 12.
12?
So 24 total.
That cube is not looking so good.
Yeah. So you got big all of a sudden.
Yeah. This is the second time, isn't it? Yeah, I'm getting way better at turning into animals. Yeah, I'm gigantic. Maybe you think you're turning huge. I don't know that he's doing it to you. It's like, how did I do this?
All right. So Griffin Lucky.
Witch Bolt. Yeah, I'm going to shoot lightning out of my fingertips. You said 6 was enough to hit it?
Mm-hmm.
So I do 5 lightning. Yeah.
It just splashes into a puddle of acid.
Yeah. You wasted that wish bolt, didn't you?
I just did. And it kills all of us in acid flow.
Just
yeah, it doesn't quickly. Take half damage or anything. It has no damage resistance, so.
That's okay.
Sploosh.
It splashes through.
Yeah, wish bolt. Good thing. Oh, good for cubes, I see.
So, Theron.
Oh, they said it's dead.
Are we still in combat?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or are you not?
I mean, I will look around for other threats.
Roll perception?
Sure. I got a 15.
You think you might see something shimmering above the water, not too far from where your bear friend is.
Hey guys, be careful. I see something right there. I'm going to hit it with my bow.
Okay.
Is it a shrieking eel?
17.
Yep.
Excuse me, 18.
No, oh, in that case,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I only do 6 points of damage to it.
It laughs at you.
Okay. Does hollow laughter ring through the area?
What?
Yeah, I found it right over there with the arrow sticking out of.
What is it?
It's another
gelatinous cube. Oh boy. Oh, we have a gigantic bear.
Man, it would be really helpful. A witch bolt. Oh! Too soon!
I have 3 more.
Do you?
Yeah. It's only a first level spell for me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it is a first level.
It's moving in towards Malcolm.
And I activated my dodge again.
Why am I not surprised?
It's going to, I guess, like, vomit acid at you.
Oh, good. I hope my armor helps me this time.
I should probably roll instead of a d6, a d20 to try to hit.
Nope.
No, roll the d6.
I mean, it's at a plus 25 to hit, so yeah, the d6 true. Is fine.
So that is going to be a 21.
That will hit. My plate armor does nothing.
Yeah.
Wait, what is my shield? Does my shield add to that? I forget.
It's already added. It?
That's right.
Your plate armor makes you 18.
That is 15 acid damage.
Jesus. All right.
It just vomits up acid at you.
Okay.
All right,
I'm not good shape.
It's your turn. And this cube is all vomiting on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to attempt to hit it.
Hit it and then quit it.
That'd be a nat 20, so I crit.
Natural 20.
So double your damage dice.
So that'll be 2d8. So that is 5. And 6. So 11 plus my strength on each one, was it?
No, just once.
Just once? Okay, so 11, 15.
So it was 11 plus 4?
Yes. Yes. A slashing damage, if that means anything.
No, this thing doesn't have any immunities or resistances to damage.
So I cut into it as I'm smoking and gooey.
That cube is dead.
Oh, I killed it?
No, the other cube. I'm sorry. The cube that was...
I was like, that cube is like, holy shit, wow, good for me. Hey.
This one is a baby.
I step over to the other cube. No. Knowing that it's AC6, I don't feel like I really need to take my fainting attack. I hit...
Okay.
I'll take the 8.
You want to take the 8?
So that's 13 damage.
13?
Good for you.
Yes. I can subtract. I can subtract real good. Oh no, I'm just constantly cheating. Every time you hit it, it adds hit points.
Okay, because you're completely incapable of subtracting. Maybe you should have just put the hit points and then keep adding damage till it hits that total. Nice workaround.
All right, so
that's how you gain another fucking level.
Hey, giant bear.
I take a gigantic bear step over to this thing.
Can you take a gigantic bear shit on it and then it'll go away? It acts as a base to its acid and just kind of goes away.
And then I bite. That's better than a 6.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I can add and subtract.
Seems good.
So that's 11 plus whatever else?
12, 15.
I've never seen savage.
Right?
And then...
Somebody who wields a weapon should take that heat.
Yeah, that's still better than a 6.
So you're biting or something now?
I get a bite and a claw attack.
Okay.
8. Another 12.
Another 12. Takes it like a boss.
Bruh.
Why are you slashing at your lime jello?
Because it's lime jello.
There's nothing wrong with lime jello.
I can't remember the last time I had jello.
There's always room for jello.
It's made out of horse hose. You don't want it.
Spooky.
Witch bolt.
Yay.
Ooh. 11.
Yeah.
For 9 lightning damage.
Oh, I'm sorry, you had to do exactly 6 to hit it.
Okay.
Rose, how much damage was it?
Nine.
Okay. Lightning.
9 lightning.
That's kind of lame for Witch Bolt.
Well, now I just sustain it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to roll again. It just keeps doing damage every turn.
Okay.
Which is really good.
Yeah. I really, really like that spell. Best first level offensive spell.
All right. So then Lucky went there.
Yeah, I got the idea from that little lightning thing.
How's it looking?
It's seen better days. There's some acid just leaking out
me.
into the water and kind of over your friend Malcolm. Or your colleague.
You can attack at any point during a movement. During a move.
Yes.
Great. I forgot about that. 15. I activate my disengage action. I get to here. I attack. I rolled a 7 on the dice. That's enough to hit it.
You're on minus 2 to hit.
No. That seems like some really good dice. So that's 17, 22 points of damage.
It just splashes.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't need to move back. Very good.
Which one?
Don't worry, guys. I got this.
9 damage.
Lucky, those seem like some really effective spells.
Yeah.
Good job. Would hate you to feel like you're wasting anything.
I no, no.
Sword off in the water.
My pretty hair is melted. My armor is all like scarred and like smoking. And
you get some acid burns.
Yeah, I know. I've got like a big like hero acid scar down one side of my face.
I still
just like
out
3
ropes
of acid.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep a lookout for more shimmer.
And again, I'm like, oh.
Unless you want to use passive, we do it.
Passive is a 16, and I saw it on less than a 16 before. So yeah, I'm going to depend on my passive.
Okay, you don't notice any.
And I don't step in any as I'm stomping around.
Nope.
Check out the room.
All right, let's go see what's in that room. How's everybody feeling?
You're better.
No, I think we're good, guys.
I'm 2/3 dead at this point.
You have definitely seen better
days. Oh, jeez, this has been, yeah.
You miss going to court.
I don't know if I can lay hands on myself.
Yes, you can.
I only get 15 hit points to restore, though.
It's just...
Well, you could restore all 15 of your hit points.
Yeah, just touch yourself.
Yeah, just touch yourself really okay. In front of these friends of yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your god.
After a minute, I stop being...
Well, the god's going like...
Right?
Yeah, right.
I think it's...
But if I do this, I can only do it once per, you know, long rest or whatever.
Yeah, so I'm saying you are the most damaged. Yeah. Turns out, like... Tank, heal thyself.
Concentration. Up to 1 minute.
You could not have concentrated on that and the Witch Bolt.
I'm back to my only
spell. You can't concentrate on multiple concentration spells.
I spend my lay on concentration spell at points that you like bank
too strong now.
So I actually did read that rule today, so it's a real thing.
Yeah, you can't concentrate on anything more than one thing.
On more than one spell.
Oh, this is gone now, I hope.
And it was concentration up to 1 minute. Right? You didn't even finish reading.
I haven't even gotten in the room yet.
I got interrupted. Okay.
I'm gonna take a look around in there. I'm not going through.
You have a few sparks.
Yeah, I saw that one over there, so I'm staying away from that. And I'll point it out to everybody else.
And there's more.
No, there's more.
There's more.
11 gelatinous cubes.
All the babies show up. They just didn't go for your feet.
Okay.
I forgot to drop furniture.
Is there furniture in here?
Yeah, it looks like there's like a cot. Here.
God, is this room all underwater?
There's some water sleeping in
water.
In the bed.
There's
this
water
Saturday. Leave it alone.
So like,
sort of it's, like there's like a little trickle.
Okay, so it's knee deep out here, and there's just a trickle in here. Is there something weird going on? Like, do I see any like shimmering field in the doorway keeping the water out or something like that?
Oh, roll me a perception.
A 15.
Don't see anything.
Okay.
Or is there just like a lip at the doorway, like on a submarine kind of thing?
I mean, there's a little bit of space, but you would think that normally more water
Yeah, it's really weird that water isn't flowing into this room, but it's not. I'll pass my rapier through the verge.
Nothing happens to the rapier.
It's the rapier, yeah. Wait till
you mean your dick, right?
Yes.
Really yeah, mine. What does your elven
like
dick
a
see?
It's like a long piece of spaghetti. But, I mean...
Tell us what your one-eyed serpent gives us.
So you walk through.
What? No, I stick a hand through.
Like, it just seems like a little cold, but nothing hurts.
Okay.
Force field.
No traps or anything?
Just the sparks that you see.
Okay.
And there's a bed.
I step through to here.
Okay.
I walk up and stick my bare face in the doorway.
Bare face.
Arm? Other than the sparks, it seems okay in here. Is it cold in the room or just going
just
through that
going
door?
Just going through that little...
Yeah,
yeah, your head gets cold when you go.
That was a little weird.
Okay, can I squeeze through that door?
Probably at half speed.
Not that is, in fact, exactly how squeeze works. So.
I force myself in there and climb up on that cop.
Yeah, you're on the bed. Bear on the bed.
Okay.
Where's Goldilocks?
It's not especially comfortable.
No, for a giant bear, yeah.
Is there anything else in here? Weird designs on the walls.
I'll just move to sort of a guard position.
There's, like, you know, the sparks coming out of what look like the windows that were broken before.
Mm-hmm. Windows that don't lead anywhere.
Yeah. That you don't see the dirt outside that you would think you'd see in a window. You just see weird sparking things and metal bits. Yeah, it's a very, you know, plain room. Though... Are you going to rummage around through the bed?
Yeah. Before Prince Asshole climbs up onto the bed.
I'm rolling around it, so.
Like a puppy?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Your Highness, can you please...
grow
can
up?
Can you please get your shit together, Your Highness?
Please grow up, sir.
Just gather all of your shit, put it all like in your backpack or something. Just get it together.
For some reason, I wasn't made king.
So unclear on why that happened.
It's a mystery to me as well, Your Highness. In any case.
Just tongue long out.
I like the idea that I think I can understand him when he's doing bear sound. Yes, Your Highness, it's very odd. I will never understand the vagaries of law in our land. Yes, the position is quite pluripotent. Anyway.
Honey.
So I guess roll me perceptions to, like, search through, unless there's a different
thing for
searching.
Investigation is how you actively search around a room. Oh, wait, no, we decided
to
give you this game.
I
that
said
was some poor
having
shit.
Two different perceptions.
Oh, right. Never mind.
There we go. 22.
There's a bear in this bed.
Yeah, there's a bear just, you know, rolling around while they're rolling around.
Most people don't see that every day. I fucking do.
Is there bear bait in here?
Not yet. God, stop it, Your Highness.
He's rolling around in lewd positions.
Just sort of like a bit of cloth falls out of the bed that looks like the symbol that you saw in the zombies or skeleton. I don't remember which undead.
Oh, yeah, I showed that to you guys. Yeah. I was like, oh, it was the symbol of
the
secret
white,
order.
I think it was a white star dark blue background.
I will use my fencer's reflexes to snatch that out from under the bear before he rolls over onto it. Take a look at it.
Yeah, it looks like it was like ripped off of like some article of
clothing. What did we say that was? Like? Was that like the secret order or just something I recognized?
The secret order.
It was a secret person. Okay.
That's why it's a star.
Right. Interesting. More of those symbols.
Her?
Not you, Your Highness. I'm telling the others. You go back to whatever it is that you're doing.
Can I religion rolls? Can I recognize anything about, or does this match anything that I might have heard about in a grand lore of things?
Give me a roll.
What should I be rolling? I've got religion or arcana or...
It's religion or history or...
I'm better at religion.
Go ahead and religion.
That's... Okay. Only slightly better at religion.
That would not be good.
Oh, wait, no. I thought it was a 1. Well, it's 12. It's not good. It's still not good.
You know, it's a symbol that was used, you know, for the secret order.
Well, I know that, but I mean, like... Nothing. Okay.
Nothing about spaceships in there?
Nothing about spaceships in there. Okay.
I mean, yeah, you know that creatures came from space, or the stars.
Wait. And Xenu came and brought the Thetans.
Hail Bob! Froze all the leadership and put them in volcanoes.
Yeah. And you've been asking everyone for money for a personality test, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, the personality test is free. It's just
just everything else across
the board. If you want to get your Thetan levels realigned.
That requires which bolt?
Which bolt?
Oh, which your bolt?
Which bolt are we bolting?
I'll bolt your witch.
Witches love bolts.
Why don't witches have any children? Because their husbands have Halloweenies.
I can't tell if that joke was like best coming out of the mouth of like a 9-year-old to all of their 9-year-old friends who just fall over cackling, or like an 87-year-old at a bridge party and all of the other 87-year-olds like titter quietly to themselves and actually blush.
So she's either a child or a very old woman.
Yes.
By the way, I'm leaving her here, so...
Yeah.
No.
She's your new pet.
I mean, the cats will get hungry eventually. Cat will get... Oh, surprise, I brought you some cats.
There's a big old sack of cat.
Take your excess cats and wives out of my goddamn...
Excess wives.
You only have one of each, and that is all that you need.
I've got 75.
I have sufficient pussy.
I guess you would also think it's that you've seen this entendre. A few times.
Sure. There's two of them.
It must have had some significance.
So is it the symbol of the secret order, or is it just a symbol of the secret order?
It's the symbol.
Okay.
So all right.
It's the cross. It's the star.
Yeah, I got it. Okay.
If the prince is done rolling around on the bed, we should continue down this river.
I cannot agree more. There was another open doorway.
Sorry, he's just jacking it on it now.
Yeah, whatever. Jacking it so right.
He's rubbing his arm.
I am carefully proceeding this way. I'm just going to let my passive perception roll. Because I can't roll higher than a 9, and turns out that's a 10.
It's wet. It's slippery. Make me a dex save.
Sure.
You fall down. This is why I became a spider to begin with, and then we got into shenanigans.
So, that is most certainly a 6, which means that my total is a 13.
13? You're gonna fall on your ass and take.
Two
damage.
Fifth edition. Okay, well.
Two embarrassment damage.
Yep. I get myself up, wring my hair out, keep going.
I squeeze out of this rope and follow my stalwart companion and best friend.
Okay, make me some dex saves.
Wait, so is he your boo-boo?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, boo-boo.
Yeah, you two there follow. Make me some dex saves.
Oh. Who's dex on a bear? Shitty. My dex is...
I guess we're all going, right?
Yeah. Hey, my personal dex is great. That would be a 19. Ooh.
You don't slip. You feel it's slippery. You correct yourself.
18.
You do the same.
Four paws.
Can we just average?
Like, maybe you're on your back feet, and then you slip a little bit and just go on your...
You guys are coming too?
Yeah.
And falling.
So are you guys falling on your asses?
How does a 2 work?
A what?
I rolled a 2.
You fall into
you fall on your ass and take 3 damage.
Okay.
Bonk.
And break through the floor and land into just a giant room full of gelatinous cubes.
Okay.
And like a cargo hold of nothing but wall-to-wall gelatinous cubes.
Yeah. This was a gelatinous cube space
it's
transport.
Actually their food?
Sure.
Sure.
Jello is sentient.
Did you do it? You
got a
nat 20. Nat 20, oh yeah, yeah. You're like somehow walking on the water.
Yeah. Hello, Jesus.
Best way to avoid the growth underneath.
Yeah, it's fucking the water.
I'm taking a look in there.
Okay, it looks like it held weird clothing.
Okay.
It's just not a material that you've ever seen before.
Sure. Shiny metallic.
The same rigmarole as before, where I test the doorway and all of that, and I check around in there before
this
I walk in.
This one, actually, it's wet in there.
Okay, like the water is flowing in normally?
Yeah.
Okay, I will step all the way in and I will take a look around.
So when Saren goes into that tiny closet, I'm going to cram myself in behind him in a room that barely has the space for
me. I'm not walking any further than that. Well, I guess...
Then you get hit by a bear.
Your Highness, what? What are you doing? No, God, wait. Oh, God.
I don't touch me there.
7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah, so there's like, yeah, some weird clothes and...
Anything else?
You're rolling it, aren't you?
I said smelling it.
Smelling it? It
smells like wet.
What are you trying to... Yeah. It smells kind of like mildewy and... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have advantage on smelling checks, so...
Did you want me to roll some? Did you want to roll
some? Well, if there's nothing to find.
Yeah, there's nothing really exciting.
Then I just make Theron deeply uncomfortable.
You notice on most of the clothes...
I can turn it into a giant spider.
It
that
has
would help
that
you.
Symbol on it.
The clothes, all the clothes
most
do?
Most of the clothes have that
Where do they symbol. Have that symbol on them?
Like on the chest.
I like how you didn't gesture like up here where an emblem would be. It was just like over the tits.
Yeah.
It's actually tit holes that are cut in the star.
Yeah, they're just star pasties. Yeah.
No. It's everything's covered except the
like Power Girl. Oh, it's boot window. Okay.
Are these clothes just soaked all the way through?
They're probably not all the way through. Okay. Like they're like hanging up.
Sure. I'm going to whip out my dagger and, you know.
And just finish the job.
And kill that fucking bear. Bury it in his eye. No, I'm gonna cut out some of these clothes. The strip of cloth that has the symbol on it. So basically I can just like lay it over my shoulder with a little symbol showing.
You're making yourself a sash.
I think it doesn't even go that far. No, only on one side. Just like a single strip of cloth where this will hang down. That's all.
Make me a crafting check?
You cut yourself.
I roll a 99.
Okay, you didn't roll exactly between a 15 and a 20, so...
Very good.
It catches on fire.
Jesus. You can't boil water.
I put it out with my bear paws.
Yeah, it's made out of rayon. Careful, guys.
Oh, shit.
I'll cut out 5 of those.
Okay.
And I'll just hand one to everybody. I don't know if this is going to mean anything, but these people wore clothes like this. Might be important later.
These are my people.
All right, Your Highness, if you could just make your way out of the room, I can't get out until you do. Your ass is literally stuck in the door.
Did you fart on him?
He can't. His ass is stuck in
the
door.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It's a classic Winnie the Pooh problem.
Yeah. Yeah,
too much, honey.
Yeah. Grab him by the legs. Good. I'll put my legs up against this wall and just push on his chest. God, this would be so much easier if you just shapeshifted back, but you're not going to do that, are you? No, sir, not you. Your royal fucking highness.
Does your intelligence drop to the type of animal you are?
Nope. I'm going to load the next map.
Half-Life 2.
Erase it, then.
You gotta erase it and load it.
Yeah,
draw it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, erase
you
it
tell
and
us
draw
what
it.
The next map is.
Tell us what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. What happens next? Are we on the bridge? Are we at the teleporter station?
No, you're on the moon now.
Oh, the moon.
Yeah. Make a con save to see if you survive. Oh,
the long tunnel.
Like Duke Nukem, you end up on the moon. There's a big monolith there.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
That was... The voice act on the right before you fought the boss on the moon base. I'm going to rip off your head and shoot down your neck hole. Yeah. And then that's exactly what he does.
Yes.
I'm going to rip off your head and shoot down your neck. Balls of steel.
You guys have seen the Duke Nukem Balls of Steel video?
No.
Oh, it's some people are on a ventrilo. And some ladies on there, and this guy's playing this Duke Nukem soundboard, and he just keeps playing it. And he's like, "I've got balls of steel, shove it out your ass." This lady's going absolutely nuts. She's like, "I'm kicking you off vent. I'm gonna do balls." It is classic. It's on YouTube. It has got like 4 million hits or something by now or whatever. It's like 2 minutes long.
Unless you want me to classic. Try this too.
I was watching it back in. So just look at like Duke Nukem
I'm just making
Ventrilo
it up as I go.
Or something.
I mean, if you let me draw it,
they're playing.
It's literally going to be a dick.
Lord of the Rings Online.
You mean I'm not going to be drawing a dick?
You're welcome to. Just saying, if you don't, I will.
I forgot how wide this is. This seems about right.
Is a thing you say about dicks?
What? Marshmallow on a parking meter?
What?
Nothing.
Is that what is flaccid, I hope?
Yeah. Because otherwise
you have a blood flow problem.
Public utility district.
Like pushing rope.
Kind of pushing rope.
Well, is it stiff rope?
Baseball bat or garbage can?
It's more of a
mushroom.
Yes. Oh, boy. We are coming onto the bridge.
Ah.
Or it's just a mushroom top.
It's either of Israeli or Islamic origin, because it's circumcised.
Jesus.
No, maybe I just need to draw the foreskin off.
That makes
sense. Why didn't I think of that?
So wait, this was Muhammad's flying horse? It's just an abstract?
Yes.
Okay. Or a metaphor.
No, I'm just realizing how bad
what
this
are you
is
doing?
Yeah, you really...
Jesus. All right. For 100% the dick. For the benefit of the tape, Georgie is drawing a giant mushroom-headed cock on the table with now a keyhole that's in a square.
Your DM can't draw the map anymore.
So essentially, we will be the seamen traveling up.
And hopefully we burst at the end.
Yes, exactly. Into gelatinous cubes.
Not just
it's a giant penis filled with gelatinous cubes.
Can I draw some veins?
Oh, aren't those the wires?
Yeah, I mean, there's sparking wires everywhere.
Oh my god. The neurons.
It needs to be longer.
Would you please? For our benefit? Will you make it ribbed?
For her pleasure or your pleasure?
I don't know which yet.
His pleasure?
Depends on how badly we're going to get fucked by this when I was down in this hallway.
All right, so you guys are actually here. Oh. You know, bending over.
Yes.
Exactly. All right.
Where's the lube? This isn't going to fit, but I have faith in him making you big enough for this to work.
Oh, don't worry, I can enlarge it.
Can you now?
Wait, which part are you enlarging?
Yeah, I was about to say, what are you enlarging?
Actually, the penis.
No, yes. I'm done for the day. I can't do that anymore.
Oh, are you spent?
Yeah, I'm spent.
Oh, good thing it's going to be the boss fight now.
You can't enlarge anything any longer.
No, no, not without some rest first.
Or a blue pill.
Oh, do we have any of those?
Can you transmogrify into a blue pill?
I just puff a bunch of booster blue.
There you guys. You guys are all drunk. It's starting to get, like, waist deep, so your speed is probably halved.
Sure.
If you want to chill out for a while, I can become a crocodile or a shark.
I'm assuming you're still a bear.
Yeah, I stayed a bear because I'm out of shape changes otherwise, so.
Nope.
Also, it pisses off Theron.
Only when you, like, wander into rooms with me.
And I continue to do that the whole way down. I'm assuming we passed, like, 80 other closets, and I cram into every one of you.
I just stop going in. You're looking for honey.
Well, he doesn't go honey. In and... Well, there's something that has a consistency of honey.
I mean, honey never goes bad, so
the consistency
fine.
Of honey.
It's gooey, and it's inside.
I might get that checked out.
It's slimy and gooey.
Kind of sweet.
And there's bees all over it.
Perfectly normal.
That's shooting good. Bees out of its mouth.
That's not its mouth. We continue on.
Okay.
I say the bear goes out in front.
Okay.
You arrange yourselves.
I'm 100% fine with taking point. As long as my buddy Theron backs me up.
Yep, I'm there.
Yeah, you're backing him up on it.
Okay. So you guys start heading through the room?
Yep.
Keeping an eye out for gelatinous cubes.
Heading down this long water-filled hallway towards the head of the dick.
And I'll form the head! That is the drunkest monster.
You're a drunk monster.
Quite easy.
Is this a monster I see before me?
It's a light.
Uh-oh.
Ew. This might not. I don't think. I don't know what I did anymore. Oh, it was this way.
Well, what you're doing? More zombies?
They are lights. Floating lights.
There are four lights.
Of the same kind we saw earlier?
Yep.
Might these be the same four lights that made it down earlier?
Well, it's only two that made it down earlier.
Might these be the same two lights that made it down earlier?
They got busy.
Plus also two.
Yeah. They multiplied.
That's what that sticky stuff in that room was.
So these lights didn't do anything before, did they? We just destroyed them for no reason.
So, Celestial, Undead, or... I forget what the other one was, but...
Undead.
Fiendish.
Undead.
Fiend, that's right.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Undead.
They set up your sense.
I keep waiting forward.
Okay. Zap.
Now we're in combat.
Zap.
You get zapped with.
Are we rolling initiative?
First he gets zapped.
Oh, okay.
Then you roll initiative.
I rolled initiative now.
Oh, thank God. How many ones this game have I rolled?
Every time you try number four? And, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You should be better at this game.
God damn it.
Where,
that would be a
22.
22
to hit?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that does it.
No, just
22
damage.
Oh, okay.
As it turns out, the number you're looking for is 11.
That's going to be 6 damage.
Yeah, don't care.
Of the lightning variety. Zaps.
Zaps.
Singed bear fur.
Okay. So you are zapped. And roll initiative.
Yep.
I got a 6.
Well, congratulations.
I have a 7.
So.
Good job, you win.
Clerk got 7. Oh, mate.
I got a 10.
Theron got 6. Griffin got 10.
16.
Malcolm with a 16.
Lucky.
11 total.
I was a terrible DM and didn't pre-roll initiative for things.
You should probably just kill yourself.
Yeah, I should. Let's see.
I mean, let's not go crazy. Just cut off a hand.
Holy fuck, these have
to I suggest one next.
Yeah, that seems fun.
What was yours again, Malcolm?
16.
16. I forgot to write it down.
So you don't get a turn.
No. That's tough.
Where?
It's harsh, but fair.
Thanks, Dad. Watching a lightsaber fight. Did you see that Darth Maul fan film?
That's exactly what.
Oh, that's what you're watching. Okay, good. Yeah, that's awesome.
Zapping.
A couple of the fights are weaker than others, but it's alright.
One of the other lights moves toward the druid and starts zapping him.
Uh oh.
That one probably doesn't hit unless a 6 hits.
No.
They just float over the water.
Uh-uh.
Another one floats over to the druid. That's another fucking 6.
You got all your good rolls out earlier.
Apparently.
Yep, you're out of gas now.
Changing dice. Says 2. Guess what? More zappage on Jeez. The druid.
Roll of a 3.
That's a nat 20.
Oh, whoops.
Miss.
So does that just double the...
It crits, yeah.
It doubles the damage dice.
Okay. Yeah,
not any of the modifiers.
That is... Let's see. 9... And 8, so 17.
Ouch. Are you still a bear?
I'm still a bear.
Bar. Alright, so 3 wisps, 1 Malcolm.
I am going to run up and try to hit that sucker.
Okay.
Because he's attacking my prince bear. My bear prince. There. That is a 9. What is it to hit again? Strength?
It's, you're using like a not finesse weapon?
Yeah, it should be strength plus 2 for your proficiency bonus.
Okay, so 6, so 15.
Does not hit.
Does not hit?
Not hit.
Oh, okay.
It's a small little thing. It's hard to hit.
Yeah, right.
Zip zaps around.
Then I miss.
Alright.
What did you miss, Roland?
15.
Okay. So then... That one that you tried to hit is going to try hitting you with a zap. And that is like 22.
What can I? Yeah, he hits. Every single time, my armor does nothing for me.
The important thing to remember is that she's cheating.
Yeah, so that.
That is going to be 5 lightning damage. Okay. But you're wet and you're in metal, so double that now.
Yeah.
Got a triple.
At this stage of the game, I wouldn't be surprised. All right. Plate armor does nothing. That's all I want to say.
Well, it does nothing for a good roller.
Does nothing for me.
All right, so, Lucky.
Fireball.
Which one?
The one on the right.
The one your Malcolm right. just attacked?
Yes.
The one that just attacked?
Stack damage or stack correct. Theoretical damage if Malcolm ever hits it? Yes, exactly.
Malcolm.
Yeah. Is it lower than 15?
8.
Yeah.
Double stack theoretical damage.
The number you want to get is a 19.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Really?
Balls.
Good Christ. Okay.
Weird.
Okay. This is going to be death by 1,000 cuts.
Alright, Lucky one. Griffin?
No, it's fine.
I am going to continue stacking theoretical damage and attack that one wisp that they keep attacking. Bite. That's a 9. I'm missing a teen on that. claws. 20.
Hey, good.
That is 12 damage.
12? Okay.
That was the one in front of me?
Yes.
Okay.
And what type of damage is that?
Flashing.
Slashing? Okay.
It's resistant to that.
So yeah, it is.
Yeah. Fuck no. Well, they're ghost shit, so I think they're resistant to everything.
All physical damage.
So it was it 12?
It's like ghost shit. It was a horrible movie.
How much damage did you do?
12.
Stuff 6, okay. I'm sorry. All
right. We need to fight some corporeal non-swarms.
Those gelatinous cubes. You could hit those guys so easily.
Yeah, we did.
So Griffin went plurga.
Sure. I will walk forward.
There's one here. There.
Plurganana.
Yeah, the closest one.
Okay.
That's fine.
To the east.
She said movement is halved, so that's about as far as I can move anyway. Yeah, this seems like the kind of time that I need advantage. I will take the 20.
Okay. I guess I'll look that
down. I will first roll advantage on my damage. I'll take the 8. Then I will roll my other dying. So that's 15, 20 damage.
20, so
of the bludgeoning variety.
I'm going to take 10 of that.
That's fine. Fuck you anyway.
Because fuck you. I'm a fucking light. All right, Aaron, with your 6 initiative.
Movement is halved?
Yeah, because you're like waist deep in water.
Sure. I will take the dash action so I can get all the way up to one of these things. If instead of like sloshing through the water waist deep, I just dive into the water and scamper across the bottom.
What's your swim speed?
Yeah, what's your swim?
Well, I'm fine with it being the same. Like, I need to take my dash action to get there. Can I dive out of view and then make a hide check as I am moving?
So you're swimming. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but he wants to hide under the surface of the water. So
right, so I have a class
so you
feature
want
that
stealth?
Yes, I have a class feature that allows me under light obscurement
to
hide
see
anyway.
What skills are here.
Yeah, stealth is a skill.
Yeah. Stealth is a thing.
I yep. did she's gonna ask about.
Yeah, I was thinking for swimming or something if it should be like athletics or something.
Quarter speed.
I'd say athletics, that's a swimming thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to just take my half speed for being underwater.
Okay.
Like, that's fine.
Come on.
Okay.
Make a stealth.
Cool.
Which one are you going after?
I got a 14 on my stealth check.
Okay.
Here we go. 35, and I'll come blasting out of the water, attacking this one. Do I have it surprised? Did it see me coming?
No, you don't think so.
Well, mechanically I need to know, because I have advantage if it
roll
didn't
advantage.
See me coming. Cool.
Is there like a door closed at the end there?
Yeah, it's a big wide door.
I'll take the 3 and not the 1, but fuck you both.
God damn.
Yeah, well. I got a total of 10.
Don't add
just 16. Wasted the fuck of my
so you don't add 16 to your attack rolls?
I'm gonna go back to sleep. You wake me up when it's my turn to miss again.
Alright.
I did have dash going, so...
Here's the thing, you actually are a chef.
Right.
Somebody told him he was an assassin, unless he believed
it. It's not actually a dagger, it's like a chef's knife.
It's sort of like Under Siege, but in reverse. Where the guy thinks he's a cook, but he's actually a cook.
Yeah, he's actually a chef. Yeah.
Steven Seagal is a cook.
Yeah, so when you splash out, like, water gets in your eyes, and you're not quite exactly sure where it is, and it just sort of moves out of the way. And it zaps you. Oh, wait, it's not that one's turn yet. I'm sorry.
Spoiler. Blurb,
you're getting zapped.
Yeah, sure.
Zap.
That is going to be a 19.
Nope.
All right.
My plate armor works.
I'm glad your plate armor is functional. Mine has been acided away.
Druid, you're getting zapped up.
Come at me, bro.
That is 17?
Yeah, that'll do it.
It came at you.
Whoa.
That is going to be 6 of your damage.
Okay. I still got some bearing left.
Well, let's have this other one zap it. Go. That is 18.
Yeah, that hits. I think I'm about to run out of bearing.
That is 3.
Ah, no. Still there. Nice.
One of your two.
Good, because it's going to be time to burn some spell slots. We made a bear, because I'm out of wild shapes.
Malchion.
We did not rest. I'm going to take another swipe, probably uselessly, at the thing in front of me. Is that a kitty cat?
Yeah.
That is a kitty cat. Anyway. Right. Has to be a 19 or better. Survey says... that's plus 6, so yeah, 21.
21, you hit.
Yay! Alright, so that's just regular old damage, so 1d8 slashing... 2, and plus my strength, so that's 6.
6, okay, and you were hitting...
I was hitting this guy. One. Yep.
So 6 total damage?
Yes.
Alright.
Pretty tight.
I'm only going to take 3 of that.
Sure.
Because fuck you, that's why.
I guess so.
Now Plurk. No, not Plurk. Malcolm. No, not Malcolm.
Theron.
Theron, you're getting zapped.
I dodge.
Hello, kitty.
With a 19 to
hit? Yeah, that totes hits.
So you don't dodge?
No. Thought I dodged.
You dodge right into it. Yeah. 12 damage of lightning variety.
Okay.
Barf.
And lucky.
I will try a witch bolt.
Yeah, do some lightning damage to them.
Yeah, I wonder if it worked.
Lightning damage.
I'm going to let you know right now that they're immune to it.
Wait, are they... Oh,
question.
Sorry.
I appreciate that.
Are they technically magic users?
They don't use spells.
I understand. I was like, Mage Slayer does stuff? Yeah, okay.
How about Fireball? Let's try that.
I'm not going to give you credit for actually just making an encounter to directly fuck everything we put on character sheets, but this is amazing.
Yeah. He didn't take Witch Bolt until the middle of this session.
It's true.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Actually, you know what?
Oh, you do physical damage? Fuck all of that. Lightning? Nope.
Well, these don't actually have a lot of hit points.
It doesn't matter.
No, screw these guys. I'm going to go see if I can open this door down here.
You should have wandered past this way. Right.
Well, what's your movement? What's your movement to begin with?
Probably 30.
It's half.
So it is 30, so I'm a double right, move.
5, 10, okay, so 5, so 10, 20, 25. So you're basically just even with him.
Well, you can't be in he gets else's
door.
Space.
Right. Oh, you're to this door. You get to the door on the side.
You get to that little door.
I wanted to open the big door, but
nope.
Okay.
You
nope.
can't get that far.
Okay, that's what I do on my turn. Double move.
You're at a door. You're just not at the door.
That's all the actions I have. Okay.
Okay, so you weren't going to firebolt them? Alright, Griffin.
I burn a second level spell slot to get some hit points back.
Okay.
Because I'm all out of wild shape, so I need to bear as long and hard as I can.
That is good.
I rolled max on that, so I get 60 hit points back.
Because something's got to change.
And that's just a bonus action, so I will continue to stack theoretical damage on the one that we've been hitting.
Okay.
Boy missing. That's a hit.
Alright.
Yay! Duty 7 damage.
All so right.
3.
jeez.
It was the one that was stacking, right?
Yeah. And claws.
It actually poofs away.
All right, then I will claw the next one with a 21.
21, now I'll do it. And that's the Uzi-looking one?
No. Mr. Tendril.
That is 11 damage.
11? So that's 5... Huh.
Alright. You're the only one that's actually doing any damage, huh?
Yeah.
Well, everyone else that has hit them has done damage.
No, I did a little damage.
Druid power.
Druid power.
Druid off.
Yeah, where's that moon power?
I would have to debear, and then they would probably kill me in, like, one round.
Debear.
Alright. So, Griffin just went blurg.
Sure, I will.
One has dissipated. The one
and
in
none
front
of the rest have any damage on them, right?
No, that one in front of you damaged.
I did, yeah.
Oh. Right. Oh, and the Uzi-looking one has been just damaged.
Yeah, I will just hit the one I already hit.
That one has.
I'll take the 19 again.
That's a solid choice.
So, first I roll advantage. I'll take that 5. And that 5 is 10. And that 5 is 15 damage.
15?
You may take 7.
That one, you just smash it, it somehow hits through it, and it just disappears in the water.
Excellent. And I guess I'll move forward 2 squares.
There?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll attempt to be a bag of hit points.
Aaron, the one in front of you has dissipated.
Yep, I'm going to pop down in the water and make another stealth check to pop up by this one.
Okay.
I got a 19 that time.
Okay.
Good for you.
Roll your advantage or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and ruin this roll.
Is that a 2?
And a 3.
The best there is
Which
at what
one
he does.
Do you want to take?
Just let me know when this fight's over.
I feel like it's going to confiscate your dice.
That is a 25% total improvement over your last roll. I want you to look at it that way.
Did you want one of my dice?
Nah.
They're really damn good.
Yes,
they got nothing but dirties on.
I don't deserve good dice.
Just scrape off all the other letters and put 20s and 19s on all the other ones.
Exactly.
They're made of baking sugar.
I include that with my D6s.
Copper's definitely just not you.
Yeah, it's just 19s and 20s.
We need to move on
sides.
To silver, maybe gold.
Should I bust out my gold set?
Yeah, you should.
Is that what I should do? So you can steal them?
All right, your prince ship. You're
Come
getting zappity zapped.
Just wait for you to die so I can give
that
you.
That is
know,
going to be 14.
You might that be hits. Dying before me.
Oh, wow. Bears have no
good
points.
Oh, no. My armor class is a bear. It's 11.
It's fur if there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's wet fur now.
That is going to be 7 of the lightning type damage.
Cool.
And Plurg. Zappity zap on your facety face.
Yeah, bring it.
That's 18?
No.
Okay.
His works, yours doesn't.
No.
It hasn't yet once in this entire session.
So, when you bought plate armor,
yes,
you bought dinner plates.
I'm basically Don Quixote.
Yeah.
I just like, well, I'm in the kitchen, this looks well. Ceramic armor will save me.
Well, I think Theron was like, I got some great armor for you. Let me get it from the kitchen.
The chef gave me my armor.
It's fucking ensorcelled and shit.
Oh my god.
Blessed by the gods.
This resists stains.
Okay.
So the Uzi-looking ball of light has been damaged.
Uh-huh.
The other one has not yet.
Yes.
But I don't think anyone's tried yet on that one, so...
True.
So what are you going to do with the shaft? You're in the shaft of the penis.
What am I going to do with it?
Yeah.
Was this whole campaign just leading to a dick joke?
Well, once he said he was going to draw a dick, I'm like, okay, right. It's a dick now.
I'm going to move up and attempt to hit that tentacle.
So this is really just all evidence.
And I don't.
Okay. You also need better dice.
I guess so.
All right. So, that was his dead. Lucky.
Sure, I will use my sword. I'll do a quickened magic missile so I can do some damage to that guy. And I'll do... five... Oh, 10. 13 points of damage.
I'm excited for the actual boss fight to start.
Why? It's going to be DC 20 to hit, immune to everything, and do triple damage to us.
Yeah.
Well, it's only going to have an AC 30.
Okay, yeah.
It's just going to be a size gargantuan dildozer
with
hydraulic pistons.
It's going to be Siamese twin ancient dragons.
I'll go ahead and do a double move towards the doors at the bottom. Yep.
So. Fast.
Well, how can you do a double move if you...
I just did a quicken spell.
So it's a bonus action.
It's a bonus action.
All right, but still half movement.
Oh, and I don't know if this is dissipated.
Yeah.
All right, so you're doing, what, like 30 again?
Yeah.
Right. So we're down to one wisp.
Okay. Can't quite reach the door.
No.
Dang it.
One wisp.
Okay. So.
I was lucky.
Griffin.
Yeah, I rear up at the wisp and be like, yo, have you seen The Revenant?
Jeez,
that's happening.
You rape it?
Yes, you're gonna rape it. Bite attack, miss, claws. No. Have you seen The Revenant? Let's have a discussion about it.
I know this many things about it.
Can I talk to you about our Lord and Savior Revenant?
Clerk.
Yeah, sure.
It's hammer time. Maybe.
Hello, Kizzy.
I'm hitting.
Okay.
Yay.
I'll take that 8. That feels so good.
He's got to leave a call.
For 13 damage.
13? Okay. And do. You gonna try your super successful dive?
I mean,
it can't hurt.
What do I dive through the water?
I got a 17 this time to sneak up on it.
Go ahead and do your advantage.
Sure.
I'd say,
I mean, fuck it. Who cares?
At this come on, point, you can do it. You
I'll
can do it.
I'll take the 18.
It's 19 to hit.
That's fine. It's 18 on the dice. So
okay.
I think with my plus. 7.
Oh, you're so wet, it's actually minus 7?
Sure, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, and then...
Ooh, a surprisingly large amount of damage.
That's pretty good.
You're just saving up.
23. 23? Wait, yep, 23.
11.
This thing is barely holding on.
Barely, you say?
I activate my dodge.
I thought you were doing something to make it
fake. I activate my Chevy.
Nice.
All right.
Roll initiative.
Shit.
I lose.
This wisp.
Oh, I win! I got a 4. I got a 3. I run away.
This wisp is actually going to zap at Theron because he just did
it. It has disadvantage.
I'm going to take the 18 as opposed to the 19.
No.
Yeah, seems legit. Story fucking checks out.
What bullshit dice are you using back there?
It's the one of the free ones from Encounters.
Is it weighted slightly to one side by any chance?
Probably.
I don't even believe you're rolling. You're like crackling bones together back there, and then you're just like, 80!
She's throwing chicken bones because she's voodoo priestess.
You take 300 damage. And your soul is obliterated.
What do you think about 12
and
damage?
And the rat triumphs.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
Yes, what? Huh? I will attempt to hit it. And I do.
Yay!
What do you know? Goody goody gumdrops. All right.
Goody goody gumdrops. Oh.
That would be 11, so 5.
What type of weapon are you using? A sword?
Slashing sword.
Slashing sword. You just slice it in twain and each piece explodes into nothingness.
Well, good. The beast is slain after many attempts.
I open the door.
Oh, are you fucking crazy?
Out of your mind?
I shoot him with my bow.
All right.
A flood of semen comes over you.
I'm actually feeling tired now.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm sorry.
And yeah. I'm spent. All right.
I am spent.
Yeah. We're just about to.
We're going to take a short rest for an hour before we open
and
that door.
You guys can level again.
Oh. So at level 5.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
Something cool happens.
Because I wanted you guys to fight a hard one.
Something cool happens at level 5.
Oh, yeah. Fireball.
Can we take a short rest before we open that door?
Well, apparently he's just opening.
No, I'm serious. If he goes up to that door, I am feathering him until he dies. We will do better as a party without him.
With all the witch bolts.
And in fact, we really need to take a long rest.
I'm
going to
attack twice every time I try to attack.
The two casters just got a new spell level, and we need to actually prep spells for that.
Extra attack is cool.
Right. If you use your bonus action, you still have a reaction, right?
No.
Because reaction is off turn, but you only get one reaction.
Yes. Rolling my hit points.
Rogues are bullshit.
Yeah.
Again, 8 more
at level 5, when an attacker attacks me and I can see them, I can use my reaction to have the damages attack against me. Just, no thanks.
I will take that.
That's okay.
Beginning at 5th level, you can attack twice.
There it is.
What else?
There it is.
I have 4 spell slots.
I thought you guys would be excited for 5th.
And roll all the damage twice. And
sneak attack 3d6. Fuck yeah.
Alright, time to roll my hit points.
So, lightning's not definitely.
We have 10 to record it off.
Good night, everybody.
Oh, law of averages finally caught up with me.